Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Send up all fat men, send us straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test, and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know, you can just go to hell. Like that.
You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
And Andy. And Andy?
I don't care. I don't give it. I'm all worked up right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
What's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard? You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes you look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I care about you? No, you're just smart enough and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in Progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, don't get upset. Don't get upset, everybody. The food's here.
It just came through the door.
The food is here. And the gang is all here. You don't hear Fred's voice right now because he's not actually in the studio.
His mic's off.
He'll be here later. Yeah, his mic was off.
He is coming.
He's coming eventually. But for now, it's Eric, Paul, Andy. Tacoma just brought lunch in. Doc's behind the glass.
Full house in the booth.
Full house everywhere. Yeah, people, Verizon, Fios. Ooh, that pizza looks very good. Leave that right there, son.
Okay, son. Sorry, daughter.
Well, he is a lot. He is, you know.
An absolute tool.
He's a lot younger than all of us.
I'm a little disappointed. John Howard bought lunch, and he told me that he told Grande to write ass in your pizza with the pepperonis, but they didn't do it.
John's a punk-ass bitch.
Whoa.
But I love him.
But thanks for lunch, you punk-ass bitch.
Good job, John.
And it looks good.
So we'll be without
person
Fred for a little
phone
bit.
Probably didn't understand the joke.
And we also...
Oh, the person on the other end of the phone? Yeah.
We also may... May or may not be
is that cookies
heard right now. Is that right?
We're hoping some
that
questions.
We have some
technical... We are being heard.
Okay, we are being heard. So
are you sure? You willing to go
in?
All in? Put your life on
you
it?
You all in? Because we won't even explain.
I don't need to drop a curse like F-bomb
thanks, guy.
At the beginning of the show?
Good.
God, I hope we're not on.
All right.
The guy who's never definitive about anything has chosen this time to be definitive.
You know,
definitive.
Andy, that statement was somewhat reminiscent of 2005 playoffs when... Andy Hart openly rooted for the Denver Broncos, quote, so his prediction would be right.
We have openly root for him because I never saw the game, and it's hard to root when
still is yet to see any plays from that game.
Cookies smell good. So as far as news, guys, not a whole lot. We're just seeing on the screen Vincent Jackson getting a 3-game suspension by the NFL. Odd?
Yes.
Odd as in odd.
Two or four would be even.
Yeah,
I think generally don't give out odd game suspensions.
Obviously, we all knew he was going to be suspended, but I just assumed it would be 4 games like most other people.
Weird.
3 games? I don't know.
Maybe it'll be
he continues to be
down
the,
to two.
The perhaps the biggest target of trade talks, Vincent Jackson.
He's going to be traded.
He's linked
He's linked
everywhere. I just don't see how you do it if you're San Diego in terms of you know, taking on someone else's. You know, I know a lot of Patriots fans.
Well, I was
going to
say,
what about New England? I just don't think it makes any sense at all for the San Diego Chargers. It makes plenty of sense for the Patriots.
This Russian spy, by the way, is pretty hot. They keep showing her pictures all over Fox right now, but wow. Anyway, no interest.
I don't watch Fox until my girl comes up.
No interest with
I have
Jackson.
Interest in Vincent Jackson, yes. I just don't think the Chargers will have interest in giving him to the Patriots, especially for Logan Mankins.
Mm-hmm.
But he is, what is it, the Bears, I think, were, you know, suddenly in there. Seattle has been involved in rumors with Vincent Jackson. So I think Andy's right. I think he's going to get dealt at some point. But I think it's a crazy move for San Diego, and I honestly don't understand why they wouldn't be willing to give him a contract. I don't know what the deal is. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's this off-field stuff that they're afraid of, but I think he's a good enough player, and I don't think you would have to – you know, I think you look at Brandon Marshall and who's the other wide receiver that got a – no, Holmes didn't even get the big contract. Brandon Marshall. I don't have any problem with that if I'm San Diego. A long-term deal worth about $50 million to me seems reasonable.
What did you think he was going to get in terms of a suspension?
Four. Just because that's what everybody gets.
Right.
Not because I thought he deserved four or didn't deserve anything, whatever.
Right.
I just thought it was weird that it was three.
And the Jalen Aaron comparable was four down to two, I believe. So everybody just kind of went with four.
And so, like you said, it's not like this came out of the blue. The charges were
he was getting suspended. Everybody knew that.
So this doesn't really change, I don't think, what San Diego was planning to do with him as far as, you know, playing hardball with the contract and all that. I mean,
well,
no, but it might
not
be
the
why.
Specific suspension, but yeah, I mean, if this is a major issue and he's already suspended four or three games, well, you know, the next one is worse. The next one is a half a season or indefinitely or whatever. It's an issue.
Yeah,
not the specific suspension, but the issue itself.
The
is
off-field
an issue.
Behavior mm-hmm. might be the reason why they don't want to give him a long-term deal.
Because
not this suspension.
So they've never struggled to re-sign their players. More often than not, they've re-signed all their guys that they wanted to keep. So
Pittsburgh,
there's
got to
be a reason why they're not doing it. It's not like they have a reputation, oh, they're the Patriots. They don't re-sign their guys when they – I mean, they've signed them.
So
now I don't know if they just don't want him or
– It's like Pittsburgh didn't trade Santonio Holmes because he was getting suspended. They traded him because they were tired of dealing with his off-field
with his
stuff.
Nonsense, right. So what do you think it would take? Let's say New England was interested even, you know, notwithstanding the three games that he's not going to play at the beginning of the season. What would it take to get him? What would New England have to give up if they really wanted him? They wanted Vincent Jackson.
Well, I need to be brought aware of the comparables. Like, what did Brandon Marshall, what was that trade?
So it was a second rounder and other picks.
And Bolden was a...
I'm not sure what Bolden was.
I mean, I think you have two pretty comparables in the elite level or close to elite level receivers who were traded this offseason and got new contracts in their new city.
I would do it if I were the Patriots. Absolutely. I'm with the fan. I think it's...
You would give up Logan Mankins for him.
I would do that. I would give up one of my high... They have like four picks in the first two rounds, right? They have two first, two seconds?
Two first, 2 seconds.
I mean, if they insisted on a first, I would probably do it. I wouldn't want to. I'd rather give up a second, obviously. But
I wouldn't do the first.
I think he's a very good player, and I think he could be that guy.
I'd do the first either.
I think he could be that guy. I would definitely do a first. I would get my own first, you know, not the Oakland one.
Right.
I would do...
So the higher one?
No, Andy, 6-10 Hart.
I don't believe I've ever said that.
Yeah, that's the number, as I've continued to say, that's most associated with Andy Hart, 6-10.
Yeah, you and I only have him going 7-9 at worst.
Right.
9-7 at best.
I think he's a good player. The contract would scare me if I were the Patriots, but I would do it. I think he's a guy that could be your bridge guy from Randy Moss. Mm. He could be that role where, you know, he's an athletic speed guy that's going to command some double teams. I forget who it was. What's the guy's name from Delaware? He really wants to trade for Vincent Jackson. He's been saying, I agree with him. I don't think that San Diego will do it. That's where we disagree.
Right, right, right.
But if I'm the Patriots, I would absolutely be interested in that.
So let's say that happened. Let's say Welker goes on PUP. Just thinking worst case scenario. So two of your top three receivers on paper going into the season wouldn't be available right away.
Till weeks 4 and 7.
Seven. At the earliest, week 7. Could be as much as week 9, 10.
Well, you're being negative, because I think at the earliest is week 1.
Well, I think so, too, but I'm just trying to look at a worst-case scenario. And there's always the talk about the quarterback getting on...
That's what you all want to do.
That's want with an O. The quarterback getting on the same page with his receivers, and it takes time. And, you know, as we saw in 2007, that was an aberration because they didn't need any time. They got on the same page right away. Would you have any concern that Brady and Jackson and this whole new group with the young guys wouldn't be able to gel until midseason or
later.
If
I make that move is for the next 5 years. You know, I'm paying him for 5 years.
Right, you
I'm
are. But
the move for
right, but the
five 1,000-yard seasons.
Understanding that. But the immediacy of this season coming up and wanting to win a championship,
nope.
You'd have no concerns. You'd still...
No, that's a long-term move. That's...
No, I think Andy's right. I think it's a five-year move. It's probably a 5-year contract. And first of all, he'd be on the practice field all through training camp.
Sure.
In the preseason.
Sure.
He wouldn't be able to play in the first 3 games.
Mhm.
So I think it's a very minimal setback in terms of
And he wouldn't be able to practice during those 3 weeks, correct?
Yeah. But that's just 3 I mean it's 3 weeks after 6 weeks of summer work.
Sure.
I
wouldn't really want him to practice.
I think
I'd
it's
want
a minimal
the guys practicing we're going to play those 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
So he just does what? He just does film work and watches.
He's got to stay away. No. I mean, technically, he's got to stay away from the facility like Rodney Harrison.
He stays away, but they can send him tape, no?
No. I don't believe so.
They can't have any contact with him.
Theoretically.
You seem to be hung up on him being able to pick up the system. If we're having trouble with him picking up the system 8, 9, 10 weeks into his time as a Patriot, then we're in trouble. We're Joey Galloway territory.
I want to raise it as an issue because... As we've seen, it's not a guarantee necessarily.
Isn't that called putting the cart before the horse?
No.
You've assumed that they're going to trade for
him.
That
he can't pick it up.
No, but then you're assuming he can't pick it up.
I'm not assuming that he can. I'm just saying, is that a concern? I'm just raising the question. Wouldn't that be a factor in whether or not you trade for a guy?
Well, yeah, but the suspension is not a factor of any kind to me. You're trading for a talent. You're trading for a long-term contribution to your team.
Again, I agree with both of you guys. I would make the trade, too. I would want to get him. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here and, you know.
Rain on a parade?
No. I'm just trying to.
Piss in our Cheerios?
We have 2 hours to talk about this or anything else. So, wanted to just...
And all this negativity that's in this town sucks.
Well, you know, that's this town. That's Boston.
Yeah. No, it's just, listen, I'm reading a lot of stuff about
Place
Jackson.
Seems pretty positive now, Rick.
You know, it seems that these three holdouts that San Diego has, three pretty high-profile players in McNeil, Merriman, and Jackson, it seems that something's going to be done with them, you know, for San Diego. It doesn't look like A.J. Smith, you know, he is one of the more stubborn general managers around. Doesn't look like these guys are going to get their way, and you wonder what that's going to be, and at what point does San Diego say, I got to cut my losses here and try to get something for the 2010 season.
Doctors handed me information. Bolden was for third and fourth round picks. Marshall, second this year and second next year.
Two twos.
Two twos.
Courtesy of Derek from the University of Arizona.
Is two twos worth a one?
I think so.
Brandon Marshall was two twos, so would you give him a one? Would you give him the Patriots one?
I would not, personally.
But I think two twos is probably the same type of value.
Two twos in the same draft?
No. This year and next.
A two this year and a two next year.
Yeah.
But it's probably a long shot. But listen, this is what, you know.
I think it's a long shot because so many teams are interested.
And there's so many variables involved with the suspension, the off-field worries, you know, what happens on the next suspension, the contract, and how much do you give them? And
well,
there's a lot of variables.
That's the other thing.
It makes it a tough thing.
But could you see
the talk radio?
Could you see the Patriots giving him that type of contract, a Marshall type, Bolden type contract?
Well, it would be somewhat unprecedented, wouldn't it?
For this team, yeah.
You know, to target a guy from another organization and make him the highest paid player or one of the highest paid players at his position would be somewhat unprecedented. Really, you're talking about Adalis Thomas. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Am I wrong on that?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
He's the only guy from another organization that they made one of the highest paid guys at their spot.
Well, Moss?
No, he had earned that. He played the first year on a very modest deal. Yeah.
Right?
He got the $9 million the second year.
Right.
When he signed the extension.
But wasn't the $3 million high?
Doesn't make him one of the highest paid receivers, no.
No. Deion Branch was already at $6 plus million by that.
Yeah, that's true.
Now they've given their own, like Richard Seymour, Tom Brady, obviously.
Yeah,
and
guys
Moss,
that were developed here that
guys
they already
that they
knew
about,
right.
That they had in their quote-unquote program already.
Right.
Vincent Jackson is very talented. But I'm not sure how great a route runner he is. I don't know any of this.
I don't know enough about that.
And I truly do believe, by the way, when they tell me, because people say, you know, he's your Randy Moss. He stretches the field, big play, big average, touchdowns. But I truly do believe that Randy Moss is a smart football player, runs good routes, that kind of stuff is part of his game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that to be the case or not the case with Vincent Jackson. I'm not sure he fits in perfectly with the whole Patriots receiver needs to be exactly where Tom Brady wants him to be when he wants him to be there kind of mold.
Just tell him we said what's up, man, and we appreciate the support.
I'm trying to remember when we went out to San Diego, when was it, 2 years ago? For that game, wasn't it Floyd who had the better game that day?
He may have.
They both did well, but I think weren't we talking more about Floyd afterwards?
Well, yeah, because I'd never heard of him until he burnt the hell out of them. Mm.
They both torched them.
But I'm trying to remember what Jackson did in that game.
100 yards.
Yeah, they both had 100 yards.
Both had good games,
and I believe one for touchdown.
In 06, Jackson was an absolute choking dog in the playoff game, if you recall. Well,
that was a long time ago.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Against the games against the Patriots, he had some colossally bad drops in that playoff game.
That's true.
Now, since then, he's developed into a Pro Bowl receiver. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of the best five receivers in football. But
what's that list, Paul? Go.
Maybe he's not. For some of the reasons that Andy says, I can't accurately tell you about his route running and whatnot. That might not be a strong suit for him. He might just get by on his athleticism. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is.
Give me your list. Top five receivers.
Wow. Fitzgerald, Johnson, probably
Holmes.
I put him in the 6 to 10 category. I like him a lot, but not that much.
Marshall.
I think you'd have to put Moss still there, probably around 5. I like Jackson better than Moss right now.
Based on age?
Yeah.
What about Marshall?
I don't love Marshall.
Bolden?
I like Bolden, but he's not durable.
Yeah. So Moss still cracks your top. Does he crack yours?
Oh, yeah.
At the bottom, the very, like, right on the cusp there?
He's moving out of the top five while others are moving in.
And it's funny because I'm really...
Naturally, though. He's getting old.
I've been down on him, but then you look around the league and you're like, there's not really a lot of guys I'd rather have.
Hmm. But worth taking the chance.
It's kind of like when people are mad at Belichick. They want to fire him.
Okay. And you say, who do you want?
Who do you want?
Yeah. Who would you rather have?
There's a few more answers, but not that many.
And after they get finished calling us home run suck-ups, they don't really have any answer to come out with you.
At receiver, you have a handful, but not a ton.
Other little interesting tidbit saw in the clips today. USA Today put out a compilation of the various preseason preview magazines for the NFL and what their predictions were for division winners and wild card teams, and they also made Super Bowl predictions. Pretty interesting that most of them have the Patriots in the playoffs as a wild card. One doesn't have them making it at all. One has them winning the division. None of them have them in the Super Bowl at all. Two of them have the Ravens winning the whole thing.
That's going to be a popular pick all along, I think. Why wouldn't you? They're a young team on the rise, theoretically. The defense is getting older, but offensively, they've added to what they had for firepower. Two budding stars in Flacco and Ray Rice. They'll be a popular pick.
I like that team a lot. I do not like their cornerbacks, however. And I think
their defense is going to fall off the map at one point.
Some people don't think that's an enormously important position. I disagree with that. I think that it is. I think there are some schemes that can get away. Like the Tampa 2 is always one of those that people say, if you do other things well, you can get by with just average play there. I'm not sure that Baltimore's scheme can get by with just average play at cornerback, and they don't have the answer there. So I think that's a championship-caliber team, but I think they may be a couple of guys away on defense.
So if this Ravens team were to win the Super Bowl, it would be the complete opposite of, what was it, 2000 when they won it? When they were all defense.
Maybe. I mean,
In Paul's estimation, saying
if Ray Lewis have a chance to be fine.
Yeah,
but if Ray Lewis gets old and Ed Reed doesn't come back to be Ed Reed and Terrell Suggs continues to dog it, I think they have a chance to become a not very good defense pretty quickly.
And they'd have to rely on on Flacco's arm and Ray Rice and the new
receivers. I don't think they'll be good enough to do that. And last year I would have said the same thing about their cornerbacks. I didn't I didn't think they were good enough, but, you know, in the middle of January, they were still playing. And their defense was the reason why they were still playing. So I don't want to just completely write them off. And Andy just mentioned a couple of guys that, mm-hmm. you know, Haloti Ngata, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs. That's pretty good marquee names for a defense.
Here are some of their Super Bowl predictions. Athlon has Ravens over Vikings. I guess that's legitimate. I mean, you but know, if Brett Favre...
If Favre plays.
Yeah, if he doesn't, then, well...
Then Tavares Jackson leads him to victory.
Beckett has Cowboys over Jets. And your instant reaction when I told you this up in the office, Andy?
No chance. Two of the least reliable teams in football from top to bottom. No chance that they both...
Off the field distractions.
Maximize their potential and reach the Super Bowl. Zero chance.
And it would be the first time that a team in the Super Bowl was playing in their home stadium, in the Cowboys' case.
Unless the league is fixed.
Which, you know, some people have speculated.
If we're trying to help New York out because they have all these issues with PSLs, and we're trying to help Dallas host a Super Bowl in the biggest stadium ever, that's what I say. If that happens, the league is fixed.
Lindy's has Ravens over Cowboys.
Okay.
You're just upset at the Cowboys being in the Super Bowl picture at all.
No, I think one of them could. I think they are among the handful of best teams in football, those two teams. But by nature, I would be absolutely stunned if they both weave their way through the hurdles, so to speak, and make it to the Super Bowl.
Here's the one that surprised me, I think, the most. Packers over Colts.
See, I think that's a legitimate Super Bowl pick.
Not the Colts, but the Packers.
See, I think the Packers are a budding, very good team. Their
budding
defense
is the
getting
key
better.
Word, budding. But I don't think this
right,
year.
Well, is, see, I do. I think this could be the year.
The Packers are a very good team.
I mean, but name a team in the NFC you feel have more certainty about.
Well, I don't really have one. But I don't really think there are better AFC teams.
I don't really have a team, period, that I feel...
They don't compete against the AFC teams to go to the Super Bowl.
No, I know, but I'm just saying I think the AFC is going to win the Super Bowl regardless of
that's what questioning the Packers in the Super Bowl. I think the Packers have a legitimate chance to put it together. They have a very good young quarterback, a good... running back.
They don't think Rodgers in by they. We talked about this a little Tuesday. Fred and Eric a little. They don't think as highly of Rodgers as I think you and I do.
I've seen too much inconsistency so far. I'm not sold yet.
Well, that's what quarterbacks are outside of Manning and Brady. I mean,
well, I know, but he gets put in that category now. Well, you saw the list we talked about.
It.
The list we talked about.
The category
other day.
I've seen is Breeze has been bumped up to the trio instead of the duo, and then you have second tier, and Rodgers is in that second tier.
Wasn't he like eighth?
He was. We talked about the Fox Sports put out their top 100 players list, and Rodgers was eighth in the league.
Right.
Yeah, he's certainly one of the five best quarterbacks.
But, I mean,
I would put Rivers.
I would have had Rivers at eight and maybe Rodgers at 11, which was where Rivers was in that list. But,
I mean,
well,
I guess.
You know, maybe six, if you want to say Rivers, Breeze, Manning, Brady, and Roethlisberger. Maybe you could put him six.
Roethlisberger's not in the league right now, so.
good point.
Sporting News agreed with Beckett. They had Jets.
When does Beckett do sports? That's the Beckett that did baseball cards,
right?
Now they do like legitimate sports stuff?
I don't know. I've never seen their magazine, but I guess they're included.
I guess that's a good call by them. Since
they have
the card
Jets.
Industry, not what it once was.
They have Jets and Cowboys, but they have the Jets winning the Super Bowl.
It's plausible. You know, the Jets winning the Super Bowl, not both those teams being in it. Unless it's fixed.
And USA Today, which is the one outlet that had the Patriots winning the division, they have Vikings over Colts as their Super Bowl
Vikings
prediction.
Over Colts.
Again, if Favre plays.
Now, I'll tell
that's
you
not their
team,
stipulation, but I think that's our stipulation.
I'm going to be surprised if the Vikings are as good this year. Because I can't imagine Favre doing it again. He was really, really good last year. I can't imagine him doing that again.
And it's hard to find a reason why they'd be better otherwise. What would make up for his drop-off? Because they got great production out of Percy Harvin, so it's not like you're looking for the Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino year two jump out of Percy Harvin. There's at least a slimmer of doubt as to Adrian Peterson's mental status and his fumbling issues.
And he wants to hold out, apparently, or that's the rumor at least.
Well, that's good. I didn't even know about that.
Rumor that he might hold out of training camp because
they
of
have
the Chris
an
Johnson
aging
situation.
Defensive line, interior defensive line. They have Jared Allen, who had a great year, who is a great player, but at best is going to give you another great year. I just don't see a lot of room for growth and improvement to augment any drop in Favre's play.
By the way, I forgot to do this earlier. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
No one's listening.
508-543-7482, the phone number. If you want to join in and talk about this or anything else.
Want to say who bought lunch, too?
I forgot who bought lunch. John. I thought we already did that. Yeah, we already did that.
We did?
Yeah, because I called him a punk-ass bitch.
Because he wanted to put ass on your pizza.
Did he send an email?
He could have called up and said, "How my ass tastes, Derek?"
No, that would not have been funny.
That would have. Be more appropriate than Shaq rapping about it when he was actually talking about his ass.
Email was down there for a little while, so I haven't had a chance to log into that yet.
Okay, good, good. You're doing a fine job.
Speaking of lists, ESPN, the magazine, has released their list of best franchises.
Stupid lists.
Yeah, I know. This really upset Andy. Best franchises in sports. They have several different categories. Bang for your buck. Intangible, obviously. Title track, ownership, coaching, players, fan relations, affordability, and stadium experience. Those are the various criteria they use to judge. The entire list is not out unless you're a magazine subscriber, I guess. It's not on the internet, but our friends at the Globe got a copy of it from the PR department at ESPN. They released the top 10 and all of the
friends of that
NFL Globe? Team standings and the local standings of Patriots, Bruins, Red Sox. So what's your guess, Paul? Andy already knows the answer to this. What's your guess who the number one franchise in all of sports is?
Well, I don't know, but I know about the Patriots because I saw this yesterday.
Okay.
So I don't want to ruin it.
You could guess the number one.
The number one.
Oh, I don't know.
You.
That's what he's asking you to guess.
Just take a guess.
Number one.
All sports, best franchise.
Revolution.
Major sports in the U.S.
Oh, wow. That hurt.
Oh, did you say
I guessed revolution, and he said major sports.
Chicago Blackhawks.
No.
Okay, I guessed.
Your Super Bowl champion, New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
Number one.
That's funny. Number one, bang for your buck for fans, and they're displacing their fans out of seats to build some sort of luxury box or something.
Yeah. Number two, the Orlando Magic. Number three.
The Arena?
Yeah, the Arena. I like the Arena. Los Angeles Angels.
Of Anaheim.
Sure. Number four, Indianapolis Colts. Number five, Pittsburgh Penguins. This was the laugher that that both Andy and I had at the same time. Number six, Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, fans
are questionable.
Very few fans go to those games.
I don't think I understand the criteria.
Even when they are winning.
The more laughable one is the local one. The Boston Red Sox are?
74th.
And the Boston Bruins are?
76th.
Stupid. The fact that those two are two slots apart on any of those things you mentioned.
And where
Terry Francona, compare manager to coach. Terry Francona is widely regarded as a great manager and one of the best in Red Sox history thanks to two titles. I don't think they believe that about Claude.
About? Did you just go Canadian on us there?
The experience, I mean, I guess you could downgrade Fenway because they have small seats, whatever, but isn't Fenway widely regarded as like this historic great place that drives
America's
people
most
there.
America's most beloved ballpark or something
yeah,
like
one
that.
Of them.
Something like yeah. that. And I know the Fleet Center is a nice place, but it's the Fleet Center.
Yeah, the Fleet
it's
Center.
It's a dime a dozen indoor arena like
Fleet
that.
Fleet Center's a cookie cutter.
Sorry. Did TD Garden.
It's the Boston guy.
Winning, not even a comparison.
Don't
one has two titles. One hasn't had a title in 38 years.
But I agree with you. The Garden is not a special place. Fenway is, even though it's not a fan-friendly. It's a tough place to watch.
But at worst, the coolness outweigh the long lines or whatever you want to complain
about? It's an absolute destination, especially for people who don't go there.
Like,
frequently.
What do the Bruins even come close to on that list?
Just the fans. The dedication
stadium
of
experience.
The dedication of their fans. That's the only thing that's even comparable.
But that's not even.
Why should the franchise get credit for the dedication
of the
fans? I mean, even if you hate the Red Sox, they've done a tremendous job of building Red Sox Nation and this whole marketing.
Eric said something
crap.
About bang for the buck.
And that was the highest percentage of all of these. 21.2% of their criteria is for bang for the buck, which is the most intangible.
Fenway, where are the Yankees?
I don't think
because the Fenway and the Yankees are ridiculous in terms of pricing out their fans.
Bert Breer of the Globe posted this blog.
I was wondering who that was because you mentioned our friends at the Globe. First of all, I wasn't aware that we had any friends in the media.
Pretty sure we don't have any friends at the Globe.
I was wondering if we had
more than one at the Globe. It was beyond me.
Our arrogant friend at the Globe.
I was using this sort of, sarcasm that you used in your peace out email to us the other day.
They hate us.
So he didn't list the Yankees.
They hate their team paper.
Didn't list the Yankees in here. But
that's the only thing I can think of is bang for the buck. All the Boston teams have very, very high prices.
Yeah. But the Bruins aren't cheap, right?
No. All the Boston teams have very high prices.
He said Boston.
And I said major sports.
Of the Boston teams, the Patriots are highest at 40,
fans
at
too.
46.
You have to have fans.
46, dropping from 19th last year and 11th in 08. Pretty big drop.
Yeah.
From 1 year to the next. The Celtics came in next at 68th.
I think
and
we've
then
already spent
Red Sox, Bruins.
Too much time on this list already. It's stupid.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. That's the whole point.
The whole point in this
the
day
list
is to come up with stupid lists.
That's what people talk about. People love lists,
like
especially
Ralph
this
Wilson
time of year.
I really didn't understand it.
It is a complicated proposal.
It's a very complex proposal, and I really didn't understand it.
Don't you need to fix that, though? Like, if you have a legitimate criteria where somehow you did all the math, and then, boom, it spit it out, and you're scanning the list, and it says Red Sox 76, Bruins 78, or whatever it is, don't you have to say, okay, we might want to find a way to tweak this by adding a category called ESPN panel or
it's
something.
My understanding that there would be no math.
It's a stupid list.
I guess.
Why are you sighing?
I guess. Because I agree with you. I mean, it just, it doesn't, it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense who they have in their most of their top ten.
It's like, to stick with Bert, because he's the one that we got all the data from. Remember last year he kept blogging about his power rankings that he got a formula from.
Yes.
A high-profile college football coach. And he used his power rankings all year, and he did that by him. The Patriots kept coming up one. They were one or two all year. And we kept saying, are you watching these games, Bert? Seriously. At some point, whatever your formula is, if that's what you're doing and you're doing it properly and that keeps coming up, the result, there's a flaw in your formula.
Right.
Because anybody who watched the Patriots last year, at no point did anyone think that they were the best team in football.
Heck yes.
And then, sure enough, they made the playoffs and got knocked out immediately.
Embarrassed.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address in the inbox now. Aaron from Sterling, Virginia. Hey, guys, great job keeping the shows exciting through these slow weeks.
Except for today.
Even Eric has seemed to step his game up a bit. Well done.
Except for today.
I want, that's want with an A, to know your thoughts on a few quick questions. One, if in 2011 the Patriots could redraft one non-Brady player that they drafted in the past 10 years, who would you want it to be? Assume you would select a player in the same round in 2011 that they were originally picked in.
Teddy Bruschi, Arizona.
10 years.
The past 10 years. Which draft pick, non-Brady, would you want to pick again?
Vince Wilfork?
Not a bad one.
Asante Samuel?
Troy Brown, Marshall University.
The last 10 years!
Deion Branch?
Sure, he's in the conversation. I think Wilfork's the answer, personally.
I'll take Seymour.
None of them were bad answers, I don't think.
No. I didn't understand the question until Andy started answering it, though. I thought it was
it's
anybody.
A complex proposal?
I thought he was asking for anybody that was drafted.
Screw you, Doc.
I didn't know it was just talking about anybody,
right?
Patriots drafted. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I said. Once you started answering the question, I understood it.
Second question.
I was on board.
Good.
Paul
was going to say.
Yeah.
And my favorite, you guys know my favorites are the emails that have little games for
that's
us
right.
to play. I love these emails.
That was a sterling example of that.
Secondly, Andy has seemed to.
Get that one either.
He was from Sterling,
Virginia.
Do I need to
stop eating and start paying attention?
Well, you need to stop eating. To live longer.
Andy seems indirectly to have softened his stance on the 19-0 versus Brady 10 years debate by continually saying that Brady isn't the guy he once was. In what year does he completely flip sides and say Brady isn't our guy? That's you. What year do you
when
start
Brady
saying
walks
that?
Away?
Well, what year is that?
We're 4 to 5 years away from that being a consideration. The fact that he's not who he was, he's still better than most. Right?
Yeah, he is.
I also
said
Bill Belichick has probably seen the heights of his greatness.
Yeah.
In all likelihood, he will not win three and four
most
again.
Coaches out there.
He will not achieve a lot of that greatness. That doesn't mean I'd rather have anybody else.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, I agree with you.
We're kind of proving my point on some level that I want Brady because Brady at his decline is still better. I don't want to know life without Brady.
But Paul does. But if you go through those 10 years and don't win another title, do you look back and regret it and say, oh, yeah, we really wish we would have had that perfect,
no,
unforgettable season?
I don't rate the perfect season anywhere near you people.
Well, obviously.
It's still history to me. It's still
you
over.
People.
That's Eric and Paul. Well, Paul was on the fence the whole time. That's an Eric and Fred.
Yeah. Don't.
Paul
doesn't have an
opinion
on this topic.
I don't care as much about. Listen, I'm very consistent on this. A lot of our fans.
Like, did it ruin Patriots history?
Neutral.
Did it ruin Patriots history to go 1-15? Does that, like, eat at you every day of your life? No, it's history. Good or bad, they become history, and you live in the moment.
Yeah,
and you try to enjoy the moment and have a game every Sunday.
I'll give you a couple more examples, but that's how I feel about it. It doesn't. Patriots fans are constantly sending emails to us for AskPFW when there's little sort of factoids that come up. Has any other team ever done fill in the blank? I don't care. Those things don't really impress me very much.
But it does for a lot of the population.
Got a Q Shania Twain there.
I was thinking it as I was saying it. But, you know, and I'll give you an example.
Like a Q Shania
it doesn't
Twain.
Make me feel any
so
better.
Don't worry.
The Red Sox, you know, I'm a lifelong Red Sox fan, just like all the other Boston teams. And was it better to beat the Yankees? Yeah, it was. It was nice to beat the Yankees. It didn't matter to me that they came back from 3-0 to beat the Yankees. Right. That was just kind of a statistical footnote.
And at the time, it makes it exciting.
Much the same way, it doesn't bother me any worse to have the Bruins got knocked out of the playoffs this year in the same round in the seventh game at home to Philadelphia as it did the year before to Carolina, when it was just a regular series last year, but this year they blew a 3-0 lead.
Right.
Doesn't make me feel any worse. And 24 hours later, I'm still bummed out that the team got knocked out of the playoffs.
You don't think it was more special, though, to beat the Yankees?
Yes.
It you did. Do? Okay.
To beat the Yankees, yes.
Okay.
To beat the Yankees, well, down 0-3, no. It was just kind of
you just wanted
a
to
statistical
come
factoid.
Back.
Yeah, I wanted to beat the Yankees.
It makes it interesting at the time, though. I mean, you're on the edge of your seat because
of course.
It could end at any minute.
And it's a point of contention between the two fan
bases. But
it's bases.
Like the World Series isn't cheaper because they sweep it or not sweep it. If
no.
you win it in 7, it's more entertaining at the time, but it's still a World Series title.
And I also say the 07 World Series felt just as good to me as the 04 World Series. And a lot of people in Boston don't feel that way because they didn't beat the Yankees in 07.
Oh, that's stupid.
All right, final question from Aaron.
Is that deep dish pizza you've got or something?
It's thicker crust.
Did you ask for that? Or?
Yeah, you have the choice, either thin crust or thick.
You like them thick.
I knew you were going to say that. Set you up for that. Final question from Aaron. If the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl this year, does Fred flip on his stance in the 19-0 versus Brady debate during media week, or does he wait until game day?
Fred won't flip.
Fred
I
won't
think
flip.
Fred is
Fred's like
full
me.
Bore
yeah.
into the undefeated season, the perfect season.
Now, if
I
they make it
why,
to the Super Bowl and go undefeated, fine.
Is it maybe he was going to like walk away? Do you think he was going to retire? And
I'll honestly say that if the Patriots win another Super Bowl or two, Fred would rather have given those multiple ones back
for the 19-0. I'm with him, actually.
I thought you were going to say Fred would retire.
Well, I thought he was going to say that, too, but I'm with
him. Assuming he didn't retire 3 years ago.
I'm with him, and
why
I'm with the fans who want that 19-0. I mean, it's you'll never be able to take away the ones that they did win as well, but there's something even more special about that season.
No. Nothing more special. It's a Super Bowl
title. We're going to waste time talking about that topic again, which we've done ad nauseum.
Clearly, it's the greatest debate in the history of this show.
Well, it is. That's why it was called the Great Debate.
We call a lot of things great. It has legs like nothing has ever had legs.
The only reason why I don't like talking about it is because I don't feel that strongly.
No, but
and it bothers me.
You don't have strong opinions about anything.
We like to say that Brady Belichick is the Great Debate. It isn't. That's not the great because we have not spent nearly a third of the time arguing that as we have this.
But I think
that
is the ultimate sports debate.
By the way, I wanted to add to my Brady Belichick thing that I posed to Fred last week. When they both walk into Mr. Kraft's office and you play Mr. Kraft, they say they can't work together. Who do you keep? The third option is I'm fed up with both of you. Get the hell out. We're rebuilding.
I want to know what happens though, and Andy and I talk about this a lot. Is if it gets to the point where Belichick goes in, it's not at loggerheads with Brady you know, he needs to get rid of him. Belichick goes in with
Loggerheads?
Brady.
Heads?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They can't coexist.
Yeah, they butting disagree. Heads? Yeah, butting heads, basically.
Loggerheads. Never heard of it.
You've never heard that?
No.
Really?
The fact that Eric is on board is kind of concerning me now, but I'm just...
Oh, shut up, fat man.
Loggerheads.
There was a lot of hatred in that. You just lashed out.
No, hate's a strong word,
you
Paul.
Lashed out.
Hate's a strong word.
That's very poor to me.
All right.
So
now they're loggerheads.
But throwing in the...
drink a lot of beer.
The wrinkle that you and I were talking about yesterday, Andy... The little debate that you and I had yesterday in talking about this. What happens if they just decide, we're trying to work on the contract, I don't think it's going to get done. You know what? Brady, we're not going to be able to re-sign him. I don't know how it's going to... And Belichick goes to Mr. Kraft and says, we need to trade him and get something for him.
Yes, Fred, you just walked into Paul trading Brady.
What would happen?
Fred Kirsch just walked in the door.
All right. I'm asking what would happen. I think you're
foods
over
there,
high hope. What are you
doing, leafing through people's lunches?
Take a break so he
Good
can
God.
Take the big chair.
Yeah, we'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll reset, and Fred will be behind the mic.
Call or email PFW in progress. Your input is always welcome.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards,
but
first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A., Bank of America, N.A., member FDIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
I had this dream. I was in this, it was sort of like a cafeteria setting with big glass windows, and a lot of people there were people that we worked with and like on the travel party. So we're looking, and there's this weather coming, and it's like dark clouds, and it turns into this tornado. So I'm like, everybody get away from the windows. We get away from the windows, and trees are coming down, but luckily nothing happened. So then that passes, and then we decide that, okay, dinner is coming soon, but a lot of us wanted to work out after dinner, so this cafeteria turns into a hotel. And now a lot of us have to go up in the elevator to get our gym stuff because after we eat, we're going to work out. So we get in the elevator, and there's a bunch of people, and one of them's Gino. And Gino has no pants on, Gino Capoletti. and his unit is attached to his hip.
Hello.
And it was like,
hello.
It was like a weird deformity, like that no one ever knew about, but there it was. It's like, and my thoughts going through my mind was, how does he like explain that to women?
Why are you having dreams about Gino's unit?
It was attached to his hip.
I don't care where it's attached. Why are you thinking about his unit?
I don't know. I don't know. It was just a weird dream.
That was Story Time with Fred Kirsch.
Next week, you're going to tell Gino this story, right? Please?
No. And you better not bring it up either, Cole.
All right.
Hey, girl.
I'm back.
Did you just call Fred a girl?
No. My girl.
I think he was looking at you, Eric.
Hey, girl.
No?
There she is, right over there.
Oh. You're the closest thing to a girl we have.
Anyway,
no,
welcome back.
You weigh 132 pounds.
You're a bitch.
Sorry I was late. We had a very important meeting that I had to attend to.
A lot of meetings.
So what are you guys talking about?
Paul's trading Brady.
We talked about the franchise rankings in ESPN, which appear to be
stupid.
Ridiculous.
Really?
Franchise rankings. This is new.
Yeah.
No, not really.
They do it every year. But it's new this week. Their newest one is out this week. Yeah. And
what's the...
Patriots made a precipitous drop from 19 to 46.
What's you know? What's
Red
the
Sox
criteria?
Are 74.
Well, that's my problem with this. I don't
really like
know.
There's like 8 different ones: ownership, players, fan experience,
bang for buck.
Bang for your buck is the biggest category,
right?
Which is sort of a
so it's all sports,
subjective.
Not just football.
All the four major sports. In the U.S.
Number one was the Saints.
Huh?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Number one was the Saints. The Magic were two.
We decided the most.
So there wasn't a lot of thought put into it.
The most telling
was
Bruins.
Formula, yeah, I don't really agree with the formula.
Bruins are 76. Red Sox are 74. Are you telling me those two teams, in terms of overall franchises, are this close together? That's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be about commitment to winning from the owners and whatnot.
I mean, it's laughable.
I mean, you're going to compare the Red Sox to the Bruins?
Who was number one? The Saints?
Saints.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about the Saints, okay?
You know what? I'm really happy that Fred came because it's been a while since we heard any of these stories about winning teams in poker games and whatnot to make fun of the other team's owners. So go ahead. Let's tell me something about the Saints I don't know.
The Saints will not win another Super Bowl in our lifetimes.
Okay.
Okay?
I thought he was going to say something, you know.
Yeah, that was quite poor to me. That was very disappointing. I wanted something about Thomas Benson that...
Well, that's
know.
One of the reasons.
Okay.
No guy.
He's only allowed to win one?
That's right. It was an anomaly.
Was it fixed?
No, it wasn't fixed. NFL
oh, Fred, Fred. That,
that's,
Andy,
that's
Andy
soccer.
Thinks... The other
that's
thing working. We talked about is there were several predictions from various preseason magazines, Lindy's and Beckett and... Athlon, I think, USA
yep.
Today,
USA.
A couple others. One of the predictions had a Super Bowl matchup of the Jets and the Cowboys.
Two of them did.
To which Andy
two
said, it's absolutely impossible for those two teams to play in the Super Bowl unless it's fixed.
Why is that?
They're two of the most unstable franchises in football.
Right. The fact that two in the same year.
Both of them living up to their ultimate potential and not screwing it up and... From head coach to talent to quarterback, something will snag one of them.
If it happens,
then it means they're trying to get money for New York to help them and give Dallas the Super Bowl in its own city to
well,
help
New
them.
New York's got their money. They're going to get the Super Bowl. And according to
depends how many billions
the last
in the
Super
hole.
Bowl, was it Miami? $330 million the city realized from that?
Net or gross?
I don't know. That's the number that was... thrown out there, but so the favor to New York has already been done.
Gordon Gekko over there wants to know what was it, net or gross,
and it's going to be the most expensive Super Bowl ever, I would assume, with all the transportation, security, will be all time highs in New York, New Jersey area.
Yeah,
won't cost the NFL that much.
No, I agree.
No, it'll cost the city that's supposedly reaping the benefits.
Your theory makes sense.
Which one
about
The which one? The one you just put out there?
The unlikelihood of Dallas and the Jets in the same year.
And if it happens, it's fixed.
Yeah, see, I'm on board with the whole thing until, you know, the fixed part. Yeah, if it happens, I was wrong.
Accusations of impropriety on the NFL's part.
I'm with Andy 100% right up until the time he talks about the games being fixed.
I just think it would be an amazing coincidence if they did. And
I would be
highly
wrong.
Unlikely.
I would be wrong if those two teams meet. I don't think that they will meet for the reasons that you and Andy just said.
Right.
But I will be wrong if they do. Andy will say, nope, I wasn't wrong. It's fixed.
Right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address.
Usually right.
508-543-7482.
How's that for a story?
Is the phone number.
The NFL's fixed.
On the phone
fixed
right
all
now.
These games.
The Patriots won in 2001.
Hello.
Mike, how you doing?
Yo estoy bien. ¿Cómo están ustedes?
Hey, muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Sí.
Bien, cabezón.
Oh, sí.
You know I don't speak Spanish. Medicone. In English, please.
Oh, whoa. You can't say that, even in Spanish. American, I said.
Hey, how you guys doing over there? Doing good?
Tremendous. Paul wants to fight you. Go.
Hey, Fred, you're hemorrhaging talent. First Christina, then two gender, and now Tomash.
I know.
Talent?
It's unbelievable.
Who's next? Eric?
Well,
no.
No, but Dvorkin's stable of 25 people is down to 22, so...
Down to just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
The New York, I'm sorry, the New Jersey, because I don't know why they keep calling it the New York, because the stadium is in New Jersey, right?
Word.
It is?
Yes. Sorry, that's what word means.
Okay. So I don't know why they keep calling it New Jersey.
Because New York's the host city, though, right? I mean, Miami. There's plenty of these Super Bowls that aren't.
They want it to be called New York, New Jersey.
But it would be a Boston Super Bowl, not a Foxborough Super Bowl.
Everybody's just calling it New York, but the committee wants it to be called the New York, New Jersey.
Half these stadiums we go to, we're not in, or some of them are not in.
Yeah, they're not actually in the
proper, the actual city.
Proper. Right.
So, in the eventuality, do you see any Super Bowls played in New England?
No.
Have you ever seen
considering that doors open now with the New York, New Jersey?
I mean, I would never say never. But I think it's unlikely.
But they're not just even, because even they're located
that,
in the Northeast. There are no way comparable.
Expectations for that.
I mean, New York is the biggest
city
in the world.
It's the media capital of the world.
It's New York.
I don't try
to compare yourself to New York.
No, but Boston could handle a Super Bowl. Please.
I think it would be harder.
It would be harder, but they could. Smaller cities have done it.
Right. Exactly. But you're trying to compare yourself to New York, the biggest, the best.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Why is Boston having a Super Bowl comparing itself to?
Because everyone is saying now that New York has opened the door, can
because
well,
of
no,
the
door's not open. The door's open for New York, not Boston.
Because of the weather.
But his point is they made an exception in a bad weather city because of the
correct.
Greatest city on the planet.
Right.
Well, they made the exception because
correct.
They're building that stadium and they need the money.
Right. Well, we all know the realities.
That's the reason.
Yeah, we all know the realities of the situation. You're right.
You know,
okay. All right. I didn't understand that it was that tied up into monetary needs. I just thought it was.
It
like
always is.
King.
Well, yeah, they all
but
are.
It always is. Mike.
Follow
it's
the
why
money.
Indianapolis got one, and Detroit got one, and you know Dallas maybe would have been in the running either way with a new stadium because it's in the South and a warm weather and whatever.
Phoenix got one after they got the new stadium.
Right. Well, I'm just going more with the ones that are outside the. Indy and Detroit are outside the norm.
I think
they're not getting a Super Bowl if they don't have a new stadium and have a tie to the league.
I think Phoenix should be in the rotation, to be honest with you.
I do too.
And they had one at the old Sun Devil Stadium too, and that was the worst facility ever.
That place was scary.
Okay. My question is, you guys, obviously, you heard the news about Vincent Jackson being suspended for 3 games?
Yep.
Yeah,
we talked about that a little bit at the beginning.
Okay. Is this an opportunity to get a Santonio Holmes type of discount? Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, I don't think San Diego's going to give him up for a Santonio Holmes discount. But, yeah, I'm very interested in him as a player, Mike. I think that would be a good guy to potentially sort of pass the baton from Moss to Jackson. I think that would be a guy that made a lot of sense.
Maybe like a second rounder next year and a conditional the following year, depending on how well he does? Do you think that's something
maybe.
San Diego might go for?
We were just talking about Brandon Marshall was 2-2s. That's the ballpark.
Yeah.
That's the comp. Now, I think Jackson has a higher upside than Brandon Marshall, is a big play guy, dynamic. So if you mean second this year and the one next year could be a one. I mean, the conditions go as high as one.
A third in 2012.
No.
A third in 2012.
If I'm San Diego, I say no.
Yeah. He's a better player.
Yeah, I think San Diego.
Or as good.
I don't
San Diego
think they...
wouldn't go for that, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. But do you think he's got Randy Moss potential, Vincent Jackson?
I mean, I'm not saying that he's that, you know, that dynamic, but he's
very
that kind of receiver.
Very few people have Randy Moss potential.
Yeah, I think Randy Moss is going to go down as, in that style of receiver, he's the best who's ever played.
I think physical gifts, he's the best that ever played.
Yeah,
bar
none. I agree.
Jerry Rice included. In that conversation.
No, but
Rice
to play
worked
the
hard
way,
to get
but,
where he
but
was.
It, to play, the way, to play the way Moss Three. Plays, he's by far and away the best. Jerry Rice did everything. Jerry Rice
right.
caught a lot of slants over the middle in that right. West Coast offense and whatnot. Not, I'm not taking anything away from Jerry Rice. He's the best for a
he's
reason.
He's the greatest receiver ever.
But
I think Moss is the most
talented
receiver
Doing what Moss does,
ever.
Going deep, is. I mean, his average per catch is ridiculous for his career. I think he's the best who's ever played. And to say Vincent Jackson's at that level, as much as I like Vincent Jackson,
but
I can't
do that. In NFL standards, he could be a number one.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you're trying
well,
to replace.
Well, he is a number one in
you're
NFL
You're
not going
to replace Randy Moss with, you know, with that, but you're trying to get a number one receiver.
He's a number one NFL,
NFL
receiver.
Standards.
He's a number one NFL receiver.
He's, I think he's a top 10 anyway. I put him in the top five, Freddie. I think he's at least a top 10 in the league. I like Vincent Jackson, Mike. If they could get him, I would be all for it.
Okay, but would you do it? If it were up to you, would you do it? For example, two second rounders, one in 2012 and one in 2011 and one in 2012. Would
yep.
you do it?
Yep, I would. If I were the Patriots, I would do that.
I would too.
I don't think San Diego.
We just wonder if San Diego would do it.
I'm not sure San Diego would give them to the Patriots. And Andy brought up a good point earlier. There were a lot of teams supposedly interested, Chicago, Seattle, a couple other teams. If I'm San Diego and I have a couple of NFC teams interested, I'm going to make sure I deal him to the NFC. So if he's going to come back and haunt me, it's going to be in the Super Bowl, not to knock me out of the playoffs.
And he's fairly young, too, right? He came out early, too.
Yeah, yeah, he's only a restricted free agent now. He's only a fifth-year guy, right? He would have been unrestricted, right. but because of the CBA.
Okay. And last question, is there any scenario whatsoever in which you would consider bringing Terrell Owens into the fold
no.
at any point in time.
No, never.
Sure.
No,
not
no.
for me. Andy would.
No. I would.
No.
Why not?
Maybe never. 4 years ago, but not now.
No.
Why not?
Because he's not even worth
no,
his
he's
ability.
Not worth
he's not
it.
Even worth
nope.
even a little bit of a distraction.
He didn't get in trouble last year.
He didn't do anything.
You're right.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
That's
on
not
the
all
field.
His fault. He shut it down. He
could
shut down the.
Could you imagine?
Oh, I'm not sure he shut it down.
No, I don't mean on the field. He shut down the TO mouth
not,
machine.
Well, not necessarily. He was shooting his reality show early in the year. So he
yeah.
didn't totally like
no,
become a recluse in
he
Buffalo.
He realized, I got no chance to win anything with this team. It's not even worth mouthing off about this or that.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah.
fans are all, a lot of fans are worried about Brady and his lack of commitment in the offseason, supposedly. What's TO doing in the offseason? I mean, he's as much concerned with his off-field stuff as Brady or anybody else.
But he's not signed to any team.
He's what?
But he's not signed to any team, so he's got no responsibility.
That's no. He was doing this last year. He was doing a reality show during the season last year. So,
and
he was.
Season.
How
okay.
do you know the reality show wasn't following him? I mean, it was following him to work every day.
That was part of it, but I mean. He has his
what
interest.
What is your infatuation with Terrell Owens?
Yeah,
let's
seriously.
Get to the heart
I
of this.
I don't have an
Mike,
infatuation.
He finds him attractive. Mike in Puerto Rico brings up an excellent point with Terrell Owens, and I want to get to the bottom of Andy Hart's infatuation
right.
with Terrell
no,
Owens.
No, I don't have an infatuation with him.
Yes,
I don't just totally disregard him like everybody else does.
Can I make one comment before
sure.
So I leave?
Sure. I'm going to yell at him after you get off the phone, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay. Just imagine, and again, even a pipe dream, whatever you call it, just imagine that for whatever reason we end up with Randy Moss, Torrey Holt and Terrell Owens all in the field at the same time, with Tom Brady tossing in the ball. That's a four future Hall of Famers all involved with, and eventually Wes Welker, if he has a couple of more seasons like he's had in the past. I mean, that's a wing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
yeah. Is that Thunder?
I can live with
well,
the Hall
good,
of Fame lineup
good,
without Terrell Owens in it. How about that?
Okay.
Yep.
Well, how many teams actually have the chance to get to accomplish something like that?
I don't know. I would have liked to have had all of them six
what's,
years ago.
What's more important, Michael, accomplishing a feat like having that in your starting lineup or actually winning the Super Bowl with all of those egos
if
together?
If the chemistry they're looking for includes nitroglycerin, fine, bring them in. But we don't need them.
Yeah, we don't. You don't need Terrell Owens to win a Super Bowl.
Yagana Korea was much better last week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Bye, buddy.
Isn't nitroglycerin good for you? Isn't that what you take when you have a heart attack?
Do you remember?
508-543-7482, webradio@patriots.com.
He doesn't like to talk into the microphone when he gives a number.
About 20 minutes ago, we were talking about
the things. Turn his head to read it.
That
and coughs.
We get a lot of emails from Patriots fans. You know, the Patriots have this, this, and this. Has any other team ever did? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. And this is not picking on Mike, because this is what a lot of Boston fans seem to be associated with. If we had Torrey Holt, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens on the field with Tom Brady, anybody else ever do that? Put three Hall of Fame receivers on the field at the same time with a Hall of Fame quarterback? My answer to that is, who cares? Eric hit it right on the head. If it doesn't make you win, and I would argue that T.O. hurts your chances of winning at this stage in his career, why do we care if we have any kind of statistical fact like that that we can, you know, well, call our own? If we don't win the Super Bowl, it doesn't really mean anything to me.
Right.
But I guess I'm in the minority, because we get a lot of emails about stuff like that.
Well, I think people think that by doing that, you might win a Super Bowl.
But they're not factoring in what Paul and I are saying, right, which is he's detracting from
why
the chemistry on the team.
He threatens your chance to win.
Maybe.
I got to get back at this. He would seem, and I'm being dead serious with this, Andy. He would seem to be the antithesis of your kind of player.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because he's done nothing but disrupt.
The opposite of what you like.
I know what antithesis means.
Good,
you,
Eric.
Good, Eric.
You, what are you, a butt logger or whatever?
Loggerheads.
Loggerhead.
I used the term loggerheads before, and Andy looked at me like he had never, heard
he's,
English.
He's trying to figure out how to make it sexual.
No, I wasn't.
No, he
goes, Belichick
it.
And Brady are loggerheads.
Around loggerheads. Anyway.
They have a head shaped like a log. Oh, my God.
I want to get back to this because I'm being dead serious with this.
I told you.
Well, I got a lot of splinters.
Now Paul's mad again because he wants to talk football.
No, because
okay,
I'm going to be the one that's going to be blamed for veering off course, because that's what I do.
Why do I like Terrell Owens? I don't like him.
You do.
No, I don't.
You've been advocating getting him
for
3 years
now. But he's not on my do not call list.
But you want him. You've been saying it for 3 years.
No.
There's a difference between.
It hasn't been 3 years. It's been two. When he was available last year, I wanted him. Before that, he was in Dallas. No, he was in Dallas.
I thought it was 08. You said we would go undefeated with him, no?
No, that was last year, I believe. This time,
okay.
Before this time.
All right,
when he was available, and I said, you can get him at the end of the road.
2 years.
When he owes everything to you, it's on your terms totally.
I am with Bill in terms of
I think
dismiss
you can get that again.
Anything. I don't dismiss things as out of hand.
Well, you do. You.
I don't want him.
Eric,
I've done my research.
Just totally dismissed.
I've done my research on this particular player, and I don't want him. But I don't dismiss it like you say. He's not on my do not call list. I agree with you. There's nobody on my do not call list. But
Ray Caruth.
Not eligible. There's nobody
for
eligible.
Your list or the league.
There's nobody eligible that's not on my do not call list. I would look into it. I would kick the tires, but. You would do more than that. You want to acquire the player.
For camp.
Not only he's not on your do-not-call list.
Put him in the mix and
you
see
think
what happens.
That but you think that that's a worthy risk.
Yes.
Bringing him in camp with the intentions on cutting him.
No, I don't have the intentions of cutting him. I have the intentions of giving him a fair shake.
He's done nothing but hurt his teams.
Not last year.
He didn't help his team last year.
He didn't hurt it.
He hurt it a little at the beginning with his mouth.
No, I don't think so.
He did.
I'll tell
he
you
didn't
what
help.
Hurt it.
He didn't help
the
matters.
Lack of a coach, the lack of a quarterback.
And he certainly didn't play real hard.
Hey, when they found Ray Caruth in that trunk, do you think that he popped out like that guy in The Hangover?
What, naked and wielding a tire iron or whatever the hell it was?
I didn't know they found him in a trunk.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Let's see. Got emails.
I'm really surprised by that. He just seems to be so against what Andy Hart likes.
He's intrigued by anyone who...
No, but that's
like
me.
That.
I'm
big,
intrigued
strong,
by the
fast,
talent.
Talented. Yes, I am.
That's
sorry.
Me. That's I am wowed by the athleticism.
Athletic moron.
I'm wowed by the athleticism. That's what intrigues me with Moss.
But his skill set also includes dropping half the balls thrown his way.
That's true. He drops
he's
a lot of passes.
He's not that good.
My God. That's
ridiculous.
Anymore. He drops passes, but he's good. He's
anymore.
Great.
Listen, if this was about just ability, I would be signing him in a heartbeat.
Now?
Yes, if it was just about ability.
He's slowed
yes.
down. His hands are worse than they used to be.
He can still make plays. I'm not asking him to come in and
he
be.
He can make plays.
Be
but there
the
are other guys
be
that can
all
make plays
of my
without
offense.
My point is, he has to catch 125 passes for 1,500 yards and 15 plus touchdowns to offset the other stuff he brings. He can't do all that stuff anymore. But he's not a. He doesn't drop half of the passes that he gets thrown to him. He hasn't slowed down that much.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, he has.
If he put up a season like Moss did last year, I don't think he's worth it because he's going to hurt you just as much. He's got to be otherworldly in production to offset the crap that he puts your locker room through.
That's right.
Moss doesn't put you through some crap?
Not nearly as much as T.O. would.
So his crap-to-production ratio is better.
Right. It's better.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You don't think so?
I don't know.
You don't know? You
haven't. I'm going to get to the bottom of this at some point.
He has had a lot of honeymoon seasons, correct?
I'm going to get there.
Has he had a bad season in his first year in a place?
Ever since he saw him doing those setups in his driveway.
Yes, yes, last year.
No, he didn't.
Next comment.
What did he do?
I'm talking about bad as in bad guy. He's had a honeymoon season at every stop. So I'll get my honeymoon season out of him as my third or fourth receiver.
He wasn't exactly a model citizen his first year in Dallas.
Oh, I think he was fine. Show me an example of what he did wrong.
He had the silent treatment with Parcells in training camp.
That was a gimmick. That was as much the coach as the player.
That was a gimmick.
Parcells could have done that to anyone.
Needed a gimmick.
That was his. That was half Parcells. 100% half.
100% half?
Thanks, Yogi.
Okay, Perosi.
All right, I'll let you off.
Webradio at Patriots.com. Plus with email
that's
address.
That's let you off.
Plus with Jimmy Sanders around to keep him in check, he'll be fine.
Let's see.
Bringing my two
Uvanal,
players
I think
together.
His name is. Uvanal.
Oh, is this the juvenile MP3?
Says yes, this is outstanding. You got to cue this up.
Says, you guys are freaking hilarious. I usually listen to you at work on my computer and crack up. My coworkers must think I'm weird or something. You can't find entertainment like this juvenile. Anywhere else. I would love to have your job, but only from 12 to 2.
I agree.
So would we.
I would love to have
I agree 100%.
Some of the stuff that comes out or goes in your mouth is just too funny not to replay it, so I put together some sound bites from a couple of podcasts. I hope you get a good laugh out of it. Please enjoy, keep up the great work, and good luck, Tacoma. So let's hear it.
We're looking for a happy ending here.
You can do the same thing to a person on the other side. Rimshot? You know how Paul likes to eat out a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what this is, except you went in the back door.
Oh!
Dessert on demand.
That spread was just incredible. And I'm getting excited. That's what got me off.
Does it make it bigger or stiffer?
Bigger, I think.
Big, massive, tight end.
Behind.
Had the whole period.
Red zone.
Oh!
This is the big one.
I need to see more.
You ever see him with his shirt off?
I think he's looked really good.
In shorts, he looks pretty good.
I'll give it to you.
The PFW what? I played the clarinet.
I can see him taking one of those.
Caught him with his mouth full.
So giving people something to chew on.
On another note.
So the ball doesn't have to be the first thing in?
Maybe do both.
If he gave me a hand signal or something, you know. So if you do it yourself, are you gay?
Andy's got a broken arm from doing it so much. Do they fiddle?
I don't think they could have that on TV.
Sakes.
Wow, that's good. Good stuff. Wow. The time.
Good sample of everybody,
and
too.
Believe me, and you know, we think that took a long time. It was just like half hour of our show.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Wait, that wasn't just one clip?
Yeah, right. No, good job, Uvanal. Is that how you say your name? It's spelled juvenile, but.
So we'll call him juvenile. Because that was kind of juvenile.
Juvenile. Yeah.
What he did.
Juvenile or something, like good a rapper would do.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Chris from Stanford.
Not another nut.
Hello, Fred, Paul, Eric, Andy, and Tacoma. No doc.
No doc.
It's kind of boring without the insults, he says. CBS College Sports last night had a show about Navy football, specifically their great comeback versus Temple at the end of the 08 season. I've admired the Navy players for a while
yeah,
now.
I remember it well.
Got the chance to talk to linebacker Ross Pospisil. Is that how you say his name?
I've never heard of him.
Possible. In March, and came away impressed, and took special note of the performances of Eric Catani, Tyree Barnes, and Shun White in this particular game. I'm just curious about those players' situation with the Pats because I don't think I've seen it before. I recall Kyle Echols differently. Did they make any extra cash from signing contracts? Did Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, sign them despite knowing of their military obligations? If they can't play for years, why are they still on the roster? How long does a reserve military listing last? I understand their playing days are probably over, but what a fun story it would be if they could come back in a year or two and practice with the team, even if for only the preseason. Just seems unusual, and I wondered if you could clear that up. Thanks, guys, and Eric. Military status.
Eric, you want to handle this? It is Navy Week.
It is Navy Week. It is Navy
you
Week.
You have a lot of experience with the military.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
What? with
Navy experience
men?
With semen.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, Eric.
That is in the Navy.
it's pretty much like other NFL lists in that, you know, kind of like IR. You put the guy there, and he's there for
perpetuity.
Yeah, pretty much until you want to take him off the list. But
what is the amount of years that you have the guy's rights? Do you know? Because I don't know the answer.
I don't. He's on your list forever until he's not on your list.
Until you decide you don't.
No, until you remove him. At some point, they'll probably be removed when their careers are over, whatever.
When the Patriots decide they don't want
to disappear. Has any NFL team ever had three guys in the military reserve list at the same time?
From the same Navy squad that came back against
them? Just imagine if you had three guys from the Navy on your squad at the same time. That's never happened before.
But it's kind of just a formality. They're just on a list.
They were
undrafted free agents. I doubt they got a signing bonus when they signed. I mean, you can give those guys signing bonuses, but I doubt it.
Yeah, they probably got a little something. But
maybe $100 or something.
Do you think Belichick's kind of history with the Navy program and his dad have anything to do with him taking these guys?
No doubt.
The fact that they were put on the list and not just outright cut, yes.
Or just taking them in the first place.
Then keeping them for a whole year on that list.
Yeah. No,
maybe give them a chance down the line.
I think absolutely there's probably something that benefited those players by having the team do this. And Belichick would,
My theory. They got a boatload of swag. They have shirts and stuff from their first camp.
Belichick would be cognizant of that.
It used to be that without question you had to take 4 years off if you went to service school.
Even Roger Staubach had to do that.
Exactly.
Chad
Hennings from the Cowboys, David Robinson.
He got an exception after
one or two years.
They changed it. I think it was to 2 years. And then it's fluctuated over the years what the rules are.
Well, they have a committee you appeal to, and they're using it as a theoretically, they're using it as a promotional tool for them.
High-profile military.
You can still have the opportunities. It brings light to what we are at these academies. Right. But
it allows them to attract a higher brand of athlete because they want to take a guy who's gifted – but interested in the military, they want to eliminate that guy saying, I'm not going to do it because then I will never have an opportunity to play professional sports.
If Eric Catani, for instance, were in the David Robinson category as far as talent level in football, he would probably have gotten the exception and wouldn't have had to serve and wouldn't have been put on the reserve military list.
Potentially.
Most likely.
There's
he would have appealed to the committee, and they probably would have said, you know, it's probably in our best interest to let him do that.
Chad Hennings from Dallas, defensive lineman from the Air Force, I believe.
Air Force.
I'm not sure how much military
commitment he
had to serve, but I think he had the full, you know, the full
I think he did.
Now, Bo Morgan is a guy who was a quarterback for Air Force who did have a lot of military commitments that he had to fulfill. So I think there's some.
Well, because he was like a Julian Edelman type quarterback.
Yeah.
Option,
well,
he short guy.
He was a wishbone quarterback.
I love dicks as well.
It's Navy Week.
We caught Fred with a mouthful.
All right.
Stop.
Webradio at patriots.com's email address, 508-543-7482.
What'd you order, Fred?
Just a meatball sub.
They make a good meatball there, huh?
Yeah, it's not as good as Papa G.
You're out of your mind. I've never had it, and I know it's better.
John from Lynn, I've been thinking about the Menkins thing and how I can't let this go. For background, I had finally been able to put the Super Bowl 42 debacle behind me and was returning to a normal way of life, being long since released from the locked ward and now able to be left alone with my belt and shoelaces and in rooms with only minimal padding when this idiot pipes up and brings it all back up again. After Super Bowl 42, I tried to swear off sports entirely but started to get sucked back in by the 08 draft, only to find that the Pats didn't draft not one offensive lineman. I wrote into you guys a few times ranting about the O-line, but the response was, it's a great line full of pro bowlers who just happened to have
a bad game on
that day.
That is definitely incorrect, because while they were being overrated, we were saying that they were overrated. They were good, not great.
Just an effing coinkydink. The very next game, Brady goes down for the year. I know a safety blitz, not their fault.
Nothing at all to do with protection, right?
Right. And it was a running back who was blocking him, not a
and who had blocked him onto the ground, by the way.
Now my argument about Mankins has always been essentially, and now Andy, try to stay with me on this. Now batting Manny Mota. This point is that if a player's performance dips when the pressure...
I already lost you, John. I don't know who Manny Mota is.
His whole point is it's the same tired act that he had last week. Because he had a bad game in the Super Bowl...
He sucks.
Means
like
that
Asante
he sucks
Samuel.
Because he choked. In other words, you can't rely on the guy because in the biggest spot, he didn't have a good game.
which means you ignore the other 50 games that he played at an all-pro level and only focus on the one that he played
or the other 50
Phoenix.
Guys who came up short.
His point is that if a player's performance dips when the pressure is greatest, his value should be diminished.
Call Matt Smith over at Kraft Sports Productions
but
and
okay,
ask him about
Andy.
Tom Brady's numbers in the last 9 postseason games.
But okay, Andy, because
good?
He went to a couple
no.
of Pro Bowls,
great.
He doesn't the
great.
Team
oh, great.
Just
that's
apologize 1,000 times for breaking their word, give him everything he wants, and send him to Fred's barber for a knob job. Yeah, that's justice. Choker Mankins cashes in while a guy like David Gibbons has to make smoothies for fat yuppie brats in Beverly for a living, and I'll have to go back to stretchy pants and loafers.
You're playing the role of Fred Kirsch, and you've changed and crossed over like 17 arguments.
Awesome. First of all, David Gibbons did
hurt.
And he did cash
right.
in, by the way.
He's doing smoothies
with 20-some-odd million from Tennessee.
He had a career-ending injury.
Also, with all this talk about where the Super Bowl is played,
do I
what
have a
would
fight
be,
with John, by the way? Why does he keep referencing this?
Yeah, I like that. There's
I didn't know that
there.
I had a fight here.
There's some tension there. I like it.
I'll fight.
Usually I'm the only one involved in tension.
And what would be a fair venue for both teams? What about if the host city's team is in the game? How fair is that? I think the team that loses the Super Bowl should host the game the following year, assuring there'll be no home field advantage. Huh?
Stupid.
Don't
call. As John usually
wait,
is.
Wait. Repeat that. The team that
I
loses
think
the
team
game
that loses the Super Bowl should host the game the following year, assuring there'll be no home field advantage. How is that possible?
So
what if
point,
they get back
his
into
his point
the Super
is the
Bowl?
Team that loses the Super Bowl never goes back? Okay.
John's an idiot. He's proven it 17 Cliff. Times in one
don't,
email.
Don't poo-poo the Super Bowl loser's curse. It cost Brady a season. I'll bet the Colts suck this year and Manning's knee gets blown out or something. So I hope Polian signs him to a big fat contract ASAP.
All right, then.
Well, why would he? I mean, I would let him walk because he threw that pick in a big game.
What's
and
that?
He clearly yeah. chokes
Billy
in the
Madison
biggest of times.
Line, you know, about the, you know.
We're all dumber for having listened to that or whatever.
That's the
yes.
least
no points awarded
no
and
point.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Well, right. That was
yes,
that
John, that was for you.
In fairness to John.
And I like John.
In fairness to John.
I don't anymore because apparently we're fighting.
Because all you got to do is come out at any
I'm once. Like wrestling. Right. If
from
I know there's
the
a feud that
like
started,
it.
I'm going to be personal with you, John.
Just so you know, John, Andy just removed the red velvet rope and he got on the other side of it.
That's right.
First time in about 3 years.
I'm
going to
wrap it around your neck. You Manny Mota.
Manny Mota. If a
that's
player was in a particular, you know, in more than one pressure-filled situation, and every time they choked, you could say that. And, you know, for example, A-Rod for a while. He wasn't good in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And people were like, you know, but then he broke out of that.
Last year,
himself.
He helped them win it yeah. all, yeah.
Well, I would also say, that's a good example, A-Rod, actually. But he never
they were
heard.
Giving credit to Kate Hudson for that.
He never heard this group.
He dumped her because she was flat as a board,
ago?
You know.
Really?
No tatas.
Is that what he
really?
Said?
She believes it.
Oh.
You know, that's what she has said.
Oh, she's a weird one.
Yeah, and
she's
not
a
attractive. 12-year-old
oh,
boy.
Oh,
well,
come
she on.
First of all, I totally agree with
you.
You
want to bang
that.
A piece of plywood or her? It's the same thing.
She's got no front court. No, there's no question about that.
Or back court.
She needs
or mid court or anything.
She needs bigs. Oh, she's beautiful.
She's got nothing.
She's beautiful.
What about her length?
Why do you care about her length?
She's beautiful.
Oh, she is.
And I saw her in person. She's
yeah, we
beautiful.
Saw her in Dallas.
Stunning.
Much better in person
stunningly
than on,
beautiful
than on,
in person.
On the screen.
But I agree with Andy. She's got no front court. What are you going to do?
Got little mosquito bites.
You always have flaws.
You know if you saw her, you'd dribble.
But 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when the Mankins thing all came out. You
Paul
know,
wants to talk football.
And he had that whole thing. No one on this show said that the Patriots should bow down and give him whatever he wants.
No.
We were all in agreement.
No, I
that
said
Mankins
he was nuts
was out
if
line.
He turned down right. that whatever
so, but,
48 million.
But this is that example of you make stuff up, and he's saying that we said that they should pay him.
Right.
None of us. We simply said that Logan Mankins is an all-pro caliber player. And he's made two all-pros
Which
in his
is.
Five
he's
seasons.
He's made two Pro Bowls.
So that's what he is. He's, at worst, one of the four best
at
guards
position,
in football.
Which,
something we didn't say, by the way, of Matt Light
over
when he was
or
the all-pro left tackle. We said at the time, he's not an all-pro.
Right.
He's not,
listen,
without a doubt,
I don't
the
think
best
that offensive line individually is overly talented. Collectively, it's not the problem. They played a terrible game in Super Bowl 42, and that's the major reason why they lost. It wasn't a reason in 2008 to go out and draft three offensive linemen in the first five rounds. Do you guys think?
No.
I mean, the offensive line now is getting a little bit on. You got Light, you got Neal.
Look,
they're a little bit older now.
There could have been a lot of factors in that game besides the offensive line. I mean, we know Brady was in the boot. If he was a little bit more mobile in that game, could
that,
it have helped?
That's
you know?
That's a very good intangible that mm-hmm. we'll never know.
Yeah.
You know, and people never talk about that.
Yeah.
Maybe he lost the slightest bit of mobility.
Yeah.
We already know
Right.
He's not overly mobile to begin with.
And maybe there was some leak to the Giants. They knew that. And they said, you know what, let's just go for it.
Well, because it was on leak. It was all
it was on TMZ.
But the fact that, you know, we all thought in our rose-colored world that he's going to be fine.
That's a non-factor.
Right.
Because that's what you do.
Because we didn't expect the offensive line to break down like the Berlin Wall.
Maybe there was some information that they got a hold of that, no, in fact, he's not all right.
Tear down that wall.
Let's take some chances.
Dante Scarnecchia.
Let's throw the house at him.
Well, I have one. I have a hypothetical for you that will, you know, get you thrown out of the you know, the WEI community at large. Maybe they got outcoached that day.
Well, that could
maybe their plan wasn't very good.
Or maybe the rug got pulled out from underneath them by a Boston newspaper.
It's so ridiculous.
Another factor.
But that's the factor that gets brought up.
Well, that could be, though.
But how about the fact that maybe
plausible.
The game plan wasn't very good?
How about making some halftime adjustments?
But as much as we like to paint the head coach as a machine.
Genius.
He's not a machine. He's a man.
Maybe he's a genius.
And the culmination of his career was called into question the night before the biggest game of his career. That may have affected him adversely.
It could.
On some level, in some way.
I'm talking in terms of what they did for the 2 weeks.
We kind of laugh about it, and other fans, rightly so, make fun of us about it because God knows we would be making fun of the Colts or the Jets if it happened to them, the whole Spygate thing.
You would.
But for the organization, that was serious
right.
business.
Of course
I don't laugh about that at all.
That day before the game, they spent the whole day talking to officials. And absolute serious
and
business.
He is at the point of that, if you want to call into question the coaching. His entire career was
called
in
into
jeopardy
question.
Or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
And you don't
the previous
know how
three
that
titles
affects
were called
any,
into question.
Right. You don't know how
everything.
Any of that affects anything, the players,
right.
anybody. You have no idea.
You
plus,
don't.
They were on the precipice of the greatest season in football history. Maybe it got to them a little bit
and that's
emotionally.
Part of it, too. There were,
and
know,
that's one that's been admitted to by various players. Rodney Harrison has talked about it. Teddy Bruschi has talked about it. I think Mike Vrabel has mentioned it.
They were tired.
You could almost see.
It was a grinding toll that
you could
that
almost physically see their
the
muscles tightening up
run.
From the Philly game on. Each game got a little bit closer.
That's right.
A little bit more nail-biting, a little bit more. They scored less and less. You could physically see them tensing up.
I agree with that.
Tension was palpable.
Harry and
Maryland. The finale against the Giants in the regular season, notwithstanding because they put up 35 points and set some records, but it was still a nail-biter.
Sure it was. They had to throw, you know, pull it out of their the hat. Harry in Maryland.
What is
like
he pulling?
When he...
He says that, and you can see his face as he's mid-sentence realizing that someone's going to laugh. And
it
this
was like
be
the gonorrhea line. You know, you could see the smirk on his face. You knew something good was coming.
Real quick, Fred, before you get to this next one, the previous guy was John, who caused all the uproar. I want to give a shout-out to another John in L.A., our friend who calls all the time.
Right. He had his debut writing.
He wrote
last
the season
episode.
Finale of In Plain Sight.
Right.
I watched it this morning. I DVR'd it. It was excellent.
Did you watch it?
It was very good. No. Very well done.
I
meant to.
I'm going
to
watch it. I DVR'd it myself, and I haven't watched it yet.
Kudos to John.
So he didn't get our names in.
I won't spoil
it.
Not in this one, no. Yeah. But it was a good story.
When he gets our names in, I'll watch.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you are.
Yeah, John in L.A., congratulations.
No, I did get his shout-out on an email, and he let me know that was happening. Congratulations to John.
You could tell.
Do you get the USA station?
Do I get
the USA station?
Yeah, I have TV.
If he gets the cable, then yes, he does.
Thanks.
Or the satellite.
As little as you pay me, I can afford TV.
Basic cable, you can afford basic cable.
Ball.
No tier do you need to get USA.
No.
He cracked himself up with that one.
Do you get
it's not that funny, and he's cracking up.
I just picture like Paul wanting to go to a station, and it's not coming in, and he calls the cable guy, and the cable guy, and there's a big argument. And I just, you know.
No, the
if it was a woman who was
the
cable.
See, I'm the opposite. I have all the channels, so I don't have to worry about it.
But the worst one is, do you ever get one where you just try to go somewhere, and it says, like, you do not have access at this time to this channel? And
like, movie channel.
No. I know I do. I pay for it.
The movie channel.
That would be the big fight.
381.
Like
I have all of those movies, and for whatever reason, the movie channel comes up and says I don't have it. I have all of the other ones: Stars, Cinemax, Showtime. By the
way,
Cinemax.
Annoys me. Oh, there was a good one the other night. Yeah. Some blonde with
The Devil Wears Nada.
I don't know what it was, but tremendous fake breasticles.
I like that. The Devil Wears Nada.
These are real movies.
Oh, really? He didn't make it up.
That's funny. That is funny.
Harry,
the Witches of Prestwick.
Paul spends a little more time than I do watching this channel.
Oh, you know, Beth works nights sometimes.
That's right.
So.
It's true.
I'm a lonely guy.
Harry in Maryland. Tuesday show had a lot of people email in from the D.C. area. The fans of the show seem to have a genuine concern for Tacoma's well-being. Perhaps we can mitigate some of the anger he obviously has built up by having a welcome to D.C. party at a local bar somewhere. He could meet a few people and get some contacts in the area instead of living through his girlfriend's contacts. Is someone interested in setting this up? Also, what is his real name? Well, maybe that can be part of the party.
Why don't you step up, Harry?
Yeah.
Idea
yeah.
man.
He's playing the role of Andy. I got an idea. Why don't you guys take care of it?
But
that is a good idea, though, for him.
There is a lot of anger.
There is, clearly.
He's very, you know, very bitter. And it's sad to see someone leave like that.
When it didn't have to be
right.
That way.
It didn't have to be that way at all. It's terrible.
It is sad.
The way some managers treat their underlings.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's it.
Well, the last time, it's just that he was hired to do something.
Yeah,
really
he was misled. He came here under false pretenses.
It was like Joey Galloway. He came here to serve a role, and then he found out that that role didn't exist.
It's sad.
It's been unfortunate.
So if there's anyone
I'm sorry, are you guys talking to me?
It's a bitter end for
Do we still have Christy in D.C.?
Christy in D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
Is she a long time?
The lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hot chick.
Ooh.
Yep.
Christy,
haven't heard from her in a
in.
While.
Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, that picture.
Haven't heard from Emily either in a while.
Emily, did she send
the
cookies?
The one that made the cookies for us?
I like Emily's cookies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so if there's anyone in the D.C. area that wants to set up a welcome Toyota Tacoma, maybe they could get Toyota as a sponsor.
That would for be what? This
for the party.
Sponsor a welcome party.
Let's see.
Be more than the sponsors we have for the show.
Andrew writes
in. Well, there's more effort being put into getting them, but this guy at least had the idea and wrote an email about it.
That's a good point.
Andrew says, I live
when
in
they're done with the orgy, we'll get some effort.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Fred.
Oh,
he's
Fred's
an
getting
angry,
upset.
Angry man.
I live in Oklahoma.
Sorry.
And for whatever reason, there are just as many Colts fans here as there are Cowboys fans, so last year's loss to the Colts was a hard one to swallow. Hopefully, the Pats can get some redemption November 21st. I decided to make the trip to Boston to see that game, which will be my first NFL game, so here's hoping to see Manning on his ass a lot with the improvements to the D. That said, what are some of y'all's favorite things to do in Boston? I'll be there the whole weekend and need ideas of what to do. Well, we need to know who you're traveling with, Andrew. If you're with a family, if you're with your girlfriend, if you're with a bunch of buddies, it's different.
Sure.
It's true.
Well, no matter what, no matter who he's traveling with, he's got to make a trip to Patriot Place.
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
Fred?
You got to check out
the Hall
at
Patriot Place.
Presented by Raytheon.
Good.
Yep.
Said he was going to Boston.
Yeah, but he's got to come to the game, too.
Just kidding.
Breaking news. Titans quarterback Chris Sims was arrested in New York City early this morning for operating a vehicle while impaired by marijuana.
Oh.
Then that's when they smoke.
I thought when you get high, you just drive slow. How do they know that you're impaired by marijuana?
Oh, maybe he was zigzagging all over the road.
And they smelled it.
Yeah, maybe he rolled down the window and a bunch of smoke came out.
You don't have to weave or anything.
Dude, where's my car?
You don't have to show signs of not being able to drive to get a DUI. If you're drinking under the influence of, if you're driving under the influence of alcohol, that's a DUI. They don't wait for you to bounce off a wall.
Drinking under the influence
of marijuana. You can't take drugs and then drive. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're doing any, or you know,
well, what do you want to wait for him to kill somebody before they pull him over?
Yeah, he might not have been speeding, Fred.
He
might have
been
going very slow.
Isn't that the old joke? Right. How fast you're going, sir? I don't know, 50, 60.
He could have had his hands on 7 too, you know?
Right.
Peering over the steering wheel like a grandmother.
Trying to, you know,
brush the smoke out from in front of him while he's fishbowling the old Lexus or whatever that
leaves. You
know? Now, that's Phil Simms' kid, right?
Oh,
nothing gets by you.
So what's dad have to say about all this?
I'm sure he's not happy.
I don't know.
Is that what he does?
Doesn't he do that a lot?
You do some good impressions. That's not
that's not a good one.
That's maybe your worst.
I never really hear Phil Simms talk that much.
Well, then you shouldn't do an impression.
When he does our games, we're in the press box.
Yeah, but you can't just pick what you think he might sound like.
Why not?
No wonder you failed as a comic.
We just had the balls to try.
Hey there, how you doing? Who's that an impression of? I don't know. I never met him.
So you really take...
I've never really heard him talk much.
You really take that...
I'm going to try to impersonate.
Is it like Teddy Roosevelt, or it's not the critic, it's the one who tries?
You really take that to heart. You've tried 1,000 things and failed and just keep...
Sorry, I like my life to be interesting, unlike some people who only look at one thing. And
there we have it, an hour and a half
in,
we crossed the personal line.
Well, you ever good at anything?
Sorry, I don't want to live a boring life.
I don't live a boring life. I enjoy my life intently. Right.
That's what you want to tell yourself.
Do you ever see this commercial where the girl takes the online quiz? She goes to college in her pajamas. Will decided he wants to go to school in his pajamas.
Good for him. I thought you meant he wanted to go to school with her.
He should. Oh. She's not bad.
She's a little out of his league.
Wow, older woman?
She's dumpy.
Oh, come on, Fred.
Daniel writes in the case.
His son's 4 years old?
Are you high?
She's dumpy.
Dumpy?
Are you Chris Sims?
I know where Chris Sims is. There's nothing dumpy about her.
No.
And you calling somebody dumpy.
I'm sorry, I don't look like T.O.
Oh, good, Fred.
No one will ever mistake you for T.O.
You know.
Did your shirt fit today? Are we talking about those shirts?
No,
at all?
Fred can catch.
Wait, what happened to the T-shirt you were wearing?
What
earlier?
T-shirt?
I thought you had a T-shirt
that's
on.
That's a earlier. No, Eric.
No.
Daniel writes in the case
on blogs
of
everywhere.
I know.
I know where it came from. In the case of coach versus the quarterback, Brady's great and all, but I believe it's more of Bill's doing. Historically, Gibbs won 3 titles with 3 QBs. Also, it's crazy to believe that Bledsoe wouldn't have won that first Super Bowl with the team they had. On a lighter note, we may never know why Paul has the audacity to dislike soccer, but if I had to guess, it would be because it sucks.
I was going to say, using the word audacity?
No, he agrees with Paul.
As does most of America.
Yeah, a lot of people mad at me, though. We had a lot of pro soccer people. One of them actually said, made fun of American sports because they need to, like football, you know, American football, they need to pump in entertainment during the downtime, music and entertainment. And I'm like, have you watched any of these World Cup games? And have you listened to what's going on in the stands?
They pump in enough music and other noise that they...
It's one of the biggest criticisms of the entire tournament.
By the way...
The vuvuzelas.
Good, Paul. It's called football pretty much everywhere in the world except here,
right.
Correct?
Yes.
Right. Yet, in Johannesburg, where the main soccer stadium is, the main football stadium is, they call the area around it Soccer City.
Really?
Wouldn't that be like building the biggest stadium in the NFL in Las Vegas and calling it American Football City?
Yeah, that's kind of
Isn't
weird.
It weird that they call it Soccer City?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Soccer City sounds
it
better
sounds
than Football
better.
City.
It
but,
does, but they
but
call
no,
it football.
It is kind of weird.
And they get mad when we have
by
our
an American
football.
Company or something?
I don't know, but
yeah.
It seems a little
it's
bizarre.
It's kind
doesn't
of odd.
It?
A little odd. It's kind of giving into the American way.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Wes Welker. It's kind of gay.
It's always on the tip of his tongue.
I don't know why you would think that, but okay.
Always on the tip of his tongue.
As you said, it's kind of...
And we're right back to T.O. and
right.
his infatuation.
That's true.
Right.
Shut up. More than an infatuation.
I think
kind
that's
of
what it's all about.
What?
Too much well,
you know,
time
we know
spent
what Fred,
in gyms with men.
We know what Fred thinks of T.O. And we know what he thinks of you.
YMC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your ridiculous.
Thank
with
you.
With your Vuzza pants. What do they call those?
Zubaz.
Zubaz.
Vuvuzelas and the Zubaz.
Little high top Reeboks with the straps, the Velcro straps.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
You never
Sorry.
Had those?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, the mullet.
And I didn't wear the Zubas out of my house.
Oh, I couldn't picture you with a mullet. Did you have
Did
a
you
mullet?
Hear,
no. You always had the flat kind
either
of
flat top or
crew cut
short hair
kind of
or whatever, yeah.
Did you hear the Hank Haney quote about Tiger?
Probably,
was,
but I don't
he
know.
Said he felt like a boat owner. The two best days of his life were the day he got hired and the day he resigned. You know, like the guy who buys a boat, the best days are when he buys it, when he sells it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Evidently not very complimentary to Tiger. Wow.
But then in other quotes, he says, he's a friend. I hope we continue to be friends.
Oh, yeah. I could feel the love.
Yeah, very. Well, Tiger doesn't love anyone except himself.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah. I think.
Hope he didn't love his money because he lost a lot of it.
Yeah.
$750 million.
Wow. Wow. Let's see.
It'd be nice to have that much. To lose.
Aaron writes
it's
in.
Nice to have half that much.
Great job of keeping
one
the shows exciting
much,
sure.
through the slow weeks. Even Eric has seemed to step up his game a bit.
Read
well
this
done.
One already, Fred.
I haven't
seen
did?
It. Yeah.
I see that you got to the one that mentioned you.
Yeah. In a positive light.
It's like a million
I was
before
that. Following your rule of reading emails that came in during the show. Sorry, Fred.
It's like a million before that.
Paul in London.
Paulie.
Good luck for the future of Tamos.
Am I drunk again? I'm sorry.
I hope you appreciate how he manages to get you douchebags lunch every show.
Oh, I do, and I think we're going to miss it.
And I'll be buying lunch again in a couple of weeks' time.
Giddy up.
To music, Andy, I also like the Katy Perry song. You guys were talking about music earlier?
My Summer Anthem
2010. It's played a lot of radio stations over here. That includes BBC Radio as well.
Well, you know, I'm very BBC in my taste because I'm one of the family.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Now on to soccer. I follow my team Crystal Palace around the UK, home and away games.
It's a strip club.
We're in the league below the Premier League, but I've been in between the two leagues for years. I don't go to watch the football. I go to watch my team play and enjoy the atmosphere of the football ground.
Aren't they the ones that all the boxers put like on the back of their...
That's Golden Palace.
That's
Golden
Palace. We almost went out of business 3 weeks ago when some of the hardcore fans campaigned outside a bank in London with flares, fireworks, flags, and things like that. We even got on the news for it and saved the club. Over here, soccer is not a sport. It's more of a religion.
That's a passionate group, though.
Yeah, and as for the England team, it is always club over country here. And finally, a game.
Four.
Okay, who will have more receptions, Aaron Hernandez or Brandon Tate?
Aaron Hernandez, tenfold.
I'm going to say Tate.
More touchdowns, Gronk or Welker?
Gronk.
More interceptions, Bodden or Butler?
Butler.
Of all these players, who ends the year as a starter? Spikes, McKenzie, McCourty, Chung, Price, Kazier, or Cunningham?
Kazier.
Cunningham.
I was going to say Kazier, too.
Kazier.
First instinct.
Yeah.
And finally, Asante aside, which previous Patriots player gets into the Pro Bowl this year? Previous Patriots player. I don't know. I have to think about that.
Richard Seymour.
That's a good one.
There's not a lot of options.
There's not, no.
No, there's, well, there's a bunch on Denver, but they're not really.
Are you going to go Russell? Yeah.
Lonnie Paxton?
Paxton. I'll take Paxton. He's been getting screwed for a decade now in the National Football League. He's the best long snapper in the planet, but he would have to have
it
his
would
coach
have to be named.
Be picking
yeah,
it,
right.
Maybe.
Right.
And I don't think his coach is going to, but I'm still going with Paxton. So sooner or later, he's going to get the recognition he deserves.
I don't want his coach to be picking it because there's nothing worse than losing in the conference championship. If you get that far, you might as well go to the Super Bowl.
Is Vinatieri healthy?
No. He's fighting for his job.
Is he still?
Well, he's trying to prove he's healthy.
Yeah.
But I've read some stuff that he's legitimately going to be in a fight for his job.
Who?
Vinatieri.
Who?
Because he might be an option if he, you know, wins it back.
No chance.
John is in Chicago, says I'm a big fan of the show.
If he does it, it's fixed. Yeah.
I heard the guys talking about how their current producer is leaving. I've got a bachelor's degree in engineering with some college radio and audio editing experience. Well, you're overqualified.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Can you get lunch?
Yeah. This may be a long shot, but some advice about...
It's taking this long to get those emails. I was banking on them.
But some advice about what sort of position is a good starting place, the kind of experience, knowledge, portfolio you look for in a producer, and anything else you might think would help a loyal listener. Thanks for taking the time to read my email. I'm a big fan of the show, and they're helping the day pass at my less exciting engineering job. So
that's more high paying than
Doc is.
Probably. Seriously higher paying.
Yeah.
Doc is in charge of all that.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
Great.
Consider the fact that you'd have to report to Doc in your decision.
You don't ever want
to
do that.
Strippers are saying TMZ is reporting Tiger is not paying $750 million. It's much less.
Oh.
His total worth was only $600 million.
Yeah.
So. Not according to Elon's lawyers.
Right.
Well, that's probably what they're throwing out there.
Yeah, he's going to go low, they're going to go high, and they'll meet in the middle.
Right.
But you'd be hiding any kind of assets you could if you were going through a divorce, right?
So no, you know what? It depends. I'd probably just want to get it over with so quick.
Well, one of the
just start over.
The average guy would be hiding his assets to try to keep as much money as he could.
Yeah,
sure. Maybe you're this great person, but
no, you would.
But one of the stipulations in the agreement was supposedly that she never speak about anything.
Right.
Ever.
Steroid
even
use,
even if he dies first,
sex.
She can't talk about anything.
Really?
That was in the article that I read to you yesterday.
What if she dies first?
Then she can't talk about anything, no.
If he dies, she can't talk about
if
it?
If he dies,
Who's going to call her on it, though?
He has a lawyer.
The estate.
Yeah.
But what's the estate going to? She's got the kids.
He has going to have...
Dad's already dead.
He's going to have somebody that overlooked...
He missed it because he had a car race to get to, but... I hate him with a passion.
I know you do.
And I am enjoying more and more The PGA downfall. Guy ripping him.
But he likes
Haney
T.O.
ripping
yeah,
him.
Exactly.
Oh, T.O. is a way better person than Tiger.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop
T.O.
it.
T.O. is
stop.
Immature. Stop. Tiger is a jerk.
Tiger's an arrogant jerk. I agree.
Not but even in the same ballpark.
There are a lot of other things that he's done good that T.O. has never thought about.
No,
yet.
But what Tiger did to his family is you
despicable.
Cannot defend that.
Despicable.
T.O. never did
he's
anything like
that. He's a repulsive human being.
You know, T.O. is selfish and immature and, you know, all that. But to do what you did to kids and your wife,
well
that,
said,
that's,
Fred.
I'm with you, pretty
Fred.
Bad.
Paul can defend
Tiger.
I'm
not defending Tiger. I hate them both.
Mark,
unlike you, I don't pick one jerk to like and one jerk to hate.
Good point. I don't like T.O. You just don't listen, do you?
No,
I
you
said
love
I don't
T.O. like T.O.
Put him on the do not call list. There's a difference. There's a middle ground.
I called him, and I am not interested.
You called him?
Got into a big argument
did you?
With him.
Next question.
And then he said, and then right, he said and right, and I said right.
Right.
Mark says, hey, guys, my name is Mark, and I've been listening to the show for a meager 3 years. My wife hates it when I listen and calls me a loser for spending my time listening to old men talk
wives
about football.
Think that?
Right. Don't the one in Denver wanted to choke me? Yeah.
Put your headphones
well,
on.
Well, but that's legitimate.
She loved me at the end.
Anyway, she says that we're old men who talk about football. During Tuesday's show, I heard Tacoma mention that he was from Reading.
You're getting old.
And going to graduate school soon. And since I'm also from Reading, I decided to look him up in my yearbook. I graduated in 2003, and when I looked, there was Brian Tamosh, Reading Middle, Reading Something High School, graduate from 2004.
Reading Memorial High School.
Something high school?
I don't know what the M stood for. It could be men's high school.
Memorial.
Just kind of thought it was funny, so I figured I would email and talk and also talk, ask a football-related question. If a player is injured, can they be released, or is there protection from this, like an employer firing an employee when they were hurt at work?
Both.
Basically, when Sean Crable blows out his tiny knee again, can the team cut him, or must they place him on IR?
They don't have to place him on IR, but they would have to make some sort of financial settlement with him.
Right, right.
That's why I said both.
Yeah. You can't just outright, because of an injury, cut him. You have to, like Paul said, come to some arrangement.
Which, if he fights it, could be his salary.
Yeah, it could be.
Whatever, 400 and... Yeah. Usually it's kind of the difference, and they have the chance to go on elsewhere and part ways.
Yeah, that's, you know, if a guy were to, like, pull a hamstring or something, you know, a significant hamstring pull right before the start of the season, he's going to be out for 5, 6, 7 weeks. Rather than put him on IR, a team decides they don't really want him anymore and they don't want to waste a whole salary. The guy wants to play again in that season. Maybe he takes less so he can go and sign somewhere else.
You seen this guy? With the,
which guy?
The LeBron, James, please don't leave 23.com guy?
Nope, haven't seen America. Well, I have now that you pointed him out to me, but.
He's got this 87 Cutlass that he's having people sign like a
the witness
like a petition
mobile?
To prevent him from leaving Cleveland. And
it
he's got a
like
website
the
with a
car
mascot.
I banged in
that
the parking
sounds
lot.
Like the car that you had to,
you know what,
you had
if,
to
I,
fix.
If I was LeBron James, I would say I would treat myself like a corporation. Now with corporations, they go to a state and say, yeah, we'll move our headquarters there, but give me a tax break. I'd say, okay, I'll move to New York, but no personal income tax.
Personal?
Personal income tax.
Yeah.
Because the state income tax is actually a big part of that whole thing. There's no state income tax in Florida, for example.
Right.
And that's why a lot of people think that Miami might
be
an attractive option. You know, you look at in California, it's like 10.5.
Yeah.
So there's a big gap.
Yeah. No property tax. Give me a break like you would, you know, some company coming to, because I'm going to bring in money to your city and state.
Worth a shot.
God, I hope we never get to that point.
Let me know how that works.
Yeah. Matt says, my name is
Matt. Go F yourself.
My name is Matt from Orlando, Florida. I'm a mechanical engineering student at UCF. The solution to the goal problem, he's talking about soccer, is not a replay system. You can put laser sensors on the goal going across the front of the goal. When the ball crosses the plane, the sensors go off and confirmation of the goal is made. No time required whatsoever. Bad idea.
Why?
What if the ball?
What if the goalie's hand crosses the plane? What if, you know, half the ball goes across and doesn't come back and comes back?
Then you put a sensor where the spot behind it where the entire ball would hit it.
Yeah. What if the goalie crosses, you know, and comes back into play? That would mean the ball would have to have sensors in it too, so that's the only thing.
And
that
they're already complaining
it.
Enough about
right.
alterations to the ball.
Right. No, forget it.
I just don't see what's the problem with.
Yeah. Do what hockey does. It's very easy. It's even easier in soccer because the goal is huge. And the ball is 10 times bigger than a puck.
Huge.
I think it's pretty simple, don't you? Did you see that goal last week in the England-Germany game?
No.
Yeah, no interest either.
No, I didn't.
Paul, the guy who hates soccer, watches it all.
Well, I didn't watch the game. I just saw the highlight.
Oh.
But it was a pretty big deal on SportsCenter. They showed it was a big controversy.
The worst error ever.
It was another one of those weekends where Andy just clicked the light and shut it down.
When I'm off, I'm off.
Well, he lives off the grid on 17 acres.
He does. So. I'm surprised none of the indentured servants told him about it.
Do you have the satellite out there?
No.
The serfs?
I do want to go off the grid, though.
Do you get the ESPN?
You should put a window up on your property.
I asked my neighbor. He looked into it.
Fred, does
a window go up real high to get good wind, he said, at his area. He looked into it.
Oh, you can fix that problem. As Fred would say.
My butt or my mouth?
Yeah, you could get the wind. You get good wind.
Well, I was wondering, my butt or my mouth, from talking a lot or farting a lot?
Well, both. But Fred wants to know if you get the ESPN.
That's kind of like a porn line. My butt or my mouth.
My butt or my mouth.
Connor from Dubai.
I just keep thinking of that guy's email is now like driving my thoughts. The MP3. I now think of little phrases that could be just cut.
Oh, you never did that before.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, starting today.
This is before you said something was great or something. You go, I thought it was going to be gay.
Right.
I mean, now you're thinking.
You
those
said
terms.
It's kind of just like Wes Welker said. I don't know. It's kind of.
I think that's. I don't know. It's kind of gay.
Yeah, you said it just like him.
Connor,
he's your favorite
Dubai.
Player, so.
I was thinking about the odd point of removing specialization from players on the
Welker's
previous show.
Favorite player.
There was also the conversation about talent level of the NFL.
That was a great one.
Doesn't
specialization.
Fred would like to read an email.
Doesn't specialization showcase talent better than anything? Isn't that what we want to see?
No.
Do you ever feel that the Patriots' apparent method of taking the versatile player over the specialist has hurt the team in recent years, kind of like having jacks of all trade as opposed to those who specialize?
No, I just like
who says they don't
take your best 11 and my best 11 and we'll play.
Belichick has never said I won't take. He says if you're just good at one thing, you better be really good at it.
Yeah,
I think drafted a gunner in Matthew Slater or a return specialist, whatever you want to call him.
Right. I think that.
See how that worked out.
I think Connor is sort of misunderstanding the way we were talking about specialization. We were talking about how. Eight new guys have to come on the field on second down and third down. Mm. And you have, three tight ends and a fullback on offense, and all of a sudden you have five wide and no backs and just the constant shuffling of players and stuff. That kind of specialization. Not that these guys can only do one thing kind of specialization.
And it's sort of devalued the role of a quote-unquote starter because you could start the first play of the game.
Right.
But then immediately be substituted on second down, third down, fourth down.
Right.
So what difference does it make if you're a starter?
Right.
You're in
like
there for
Adalys
one play.
Thomas, wasn't that in London where he started and played like one play and then immediately ran off and everybody was like, well, he started, but he didn't play.
When that's he became what, a that's, run that's the downside to specialization.
You know, and I think that the advent of better technology for watching film and breaking down the game and looking at that matchup and seeing this guy just can't do X, let's do it to him all day long.
It's a lack of talent. If you had the good players that could play all three downs, they would play all three downs.
That's
like Mike Vrabel played all three downs.
Yeah,
but he was good enough to play all three downs.
Yeah, when they praise you as a three down player, that means that there are very few other people who can do it.
Right, that it's a talent thing on a lot of levels.
Mario from San Benito, Texas.
Mario.
It's funny because he didn't do it on purpose. Like
I haven't written in a while. I wanted to ask you this question. What team had more Hall of Famers in the 2000s, the Colts or the Pats? I also wanted to say that I subscribed to your
Paul's
paper
angry.
A year ago. It's great, by the way, but I wanted to ask.
I just got my first issue.
How will I know when my subscription is up so I can renew it? I'm not currently listening to y'all live. I will listen later through podcast, but guys, don't give Paul a hard time for not caring about the World Cup. I'm Mexican, and I couldn't care less. Oh, and Paul, about your comment about all Mexicans being in Arizona last week, how could you forget about us all being in Texas too, man? I can't tell you how forgotten I felt.
Aww.
I'm just kidding. Well, thanks for reading my email.
Us illegals are all over the country.
My bad, Mario. Oh, sorry, Mario.
Mario.
More Hall of Famers, Andy Hart. In the
I guess eventually you'll get a renewal.
He'll get an invoice.
I say Patriots.
Carol, send Mario an invoice.
In the aughts, who had more Hall of Famers?
Patriots.
Now, do you count guys that, you know, like Randy Moss?
Yeah.
Randy Moss is a Hall of Famer, but he's not a Patriots Hall of Famer.
Sure. Yeah.
Because it benefits the Patriots.
No, like, I'll count any Colts like, that went there, but they don't really sign free agents.
That was my point. Allowing that rule to take benefits the Patriots in your little game.
Peyton Manning.
Tom Brady.
Marvin Harrison.
Yep, Marvin Harrison.
Quite possibly Reggie Wayne.
Possibly.
Marshall Faulk.
I don't think he didn't play in the aughts.
He didn't play in the aughts.
That might be it. Well, unless you count Adam Vinatieri. He could make it.
He would count for both sides.
Yeah, but he'd go in as a Patriot.
Well, I don't know. We're counting. You got to count him for
no,
the
Colts. No, he would go in as
they
both.
Don't go in
they
as
don't
anything.
Go in as
he goes
anything.
In as Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame kicker.
He'll go in because of what he did with the Patriots.
I agree.
Yes.
No, and Randy Moss will go in for what
he did. But
it'll
be listed as having played for both teams.
Right.
I think you're looking at Brady and Moss.
Does Belichick count?
Yes.
Well, then you got to count Dungy then.
I don't think he goes in.
I don't think he's going to go in.
He's got a good shot.
They went despite him.
Yeah, I don't think he's going in.
I don't think he'll go in.
On that topic,
I don't think they.
I got a chance to watch a little bit. I didn't see the whole thing, but I got to see some bits and pieces. Last night, the America's game was on for the 2001 Patriots, which I watched for the 800th time. After that was 2002 Tampa Bay. Watch what those guys had to say about Tony Dungy.
Oh, they like him like a father. Mike in Pensacola. Hey, big
Somehow
baby.
That's dismissed. Like, that's a bad thing.
Hey, big baby, Fred, Kendrick, Paul, Scal, Andy.
How about Bill Polian?
Doc, and Scal? Eric the Talboy.
Wow. Wait, I should be Scal. I'm Scal.
No, you're the Talboy.
Scals.
And you're irrelevant.
Scalabino, Scalabrini. Yeah.
Scals.
How are you?
E-Scal.
The Talboy.
Talboy. Eric the Talboy.
Wow.
Get snapped in the ass with it.
Such a
I have
such
a question
child.
Concerning the safety spot for the Pats, Jimmy. With Pat Chung seeing more time next to Merriweather, what does this mean for Jimmy Sanders and Brandon McGowan? Is one of them then expendable to a trade? Also, who would you feel
Mike
about
Reese's
the
theory.
Chances of Maroney having that breakout year this season, given it's the last year of his rookie contract and the motivation of getting a new deal?
Funny, that's what I'm writing about in our preview issue.
I think he's tried to have his breakout year every year.
Yeah, and he said, his quote was, I think I was close last year. That's what he said during minicamp.
Yeah. 3.9, you were this close.
Close to what? It was his worst year in terms of average, right?
Yes.
Close to having a breakout year.
And in terms of fumbling. I think he was closer to getting cut.
He was the only running back that had below 4-yard average on the Patriots.
You know how Fred invents personality disorders for
3.9,
people just blindly?
It's below.
I think he has. He's a candidate for that. You know, Fred just decides a guy is mentally unstable. He's insane. I think Maroney is one of those guys that Fred would just invent a personality disorder for. He's got issues.
I think so, but I think he's just immature.
I think so, too.
I don't think there's any true medical issue there.
He'd really be annoying if he weren't so just
nice.
Downright nice.
Right. What was the question?
I don't know.
Oh, before we put Patrick Chung's bust in the safety hall of fame.
Here we go.
You know, we might want to put pads on the practice field.
Oh.
Well, I agree with that. I don't know why we're penciling him in.
Well, because
he got
a lot of
time
during the spring practices.
Well, that's the time to do it.
But that's my theory. Bill knows what he has
right.
in McGowan and Sanders.
We've seen that before.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have.
Covered this
we
team,
have, yeah.
You know?
It's true.
Well, we have.
He makes it to
Thomas
all the training camp practices.
It look easy.
Barron says, long-time listener, I love hearing you guys talk trash about anything and everything. One thing I cannot stand,
Eric,
is Andy. When you talk about soccer, or as the rest of the world calls it, football. I tuned in late, so I don't know if you have already, but if you haven't, don't. Hearing you guys talk about soccer is like hearing a bunch of Brits talk football. Stick to American football in any and everything else besides soccer. P.S. The net behind the goal is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, Fred.
Yeah.
It is not the stupidest thing I've ever heard because you have a lot of ideas.
Because there's five or six actual things in soccer that are stupider than that. But
yes.
It's not like none of us ever played soccer.
Oh, no. I've never played soccer.
I've never played soccer either.
So have I.
So, I, you know.
Doc? Oh, he's on the phone.
I don't think that.
Soccer? Grown up? You? Play?
No.
No. Wow. Yeah.
Do you ever play anything?
Baseball, lacrosse,
skin flute,
and ski racing.
I knew that was. I knew he was.
You were a skier, not surprised, in the front of a pickup
oh,
truck
guy,
with two guys.
Ooh.
What?
Is this your old?
What's that mean?
Never heard of that.
Oh.
Skiing?
No.
Oh. Forget it.
Oh, oh Andy.
I just saw your old guy.
Oh, you know, your two poles. Oh, yes.
Andy. Alex. Alex in Edmonton. It's Canada Day up here, so we're all got the day off from
Navy week,
going
Canada
into the
day,
office. And therefore, guess
skiing.
What? Guess who went drinking to get drunk last night?
Paul?
Alex in Edmonton.
Oh.
Needless to say, I just woke up and I'm kind
just
of assumed. Pissed.
Yeah, I just drank
I missed
drunk.
One of the few shows that I would have had been home been able to listen to live. Oh, well, I needed to sleep. Just wanted to
alcoholism.
Share some Canadian cheer your way and hope you guys have a great weekend, the 4th of July. P.S. Any of you pissed that my team drafted Taylor Hall before your Bruins could?
No.
No. Paul actually likes the long-term prospects for the center.
Yeah, I think
over the
Hall
wing.
Will be better right away, but Sagan is going to be the better player. I'll take the center over the wing.
We can talk soccer.
Good hockey.
We're not talking hockey talk.
Good hockey talk for the last 2 minutes.
This is the 4th of July weekend coming up.
Yeah. We're
today
have
is
to
Canada
have,
Day in Canada.
I'm glad you brought that up, Fred.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to be here.
Oh, on
week.
Tuesday, yeah.
You guys are all on vacation next week. I'm
right.
taking Tuesday off. I'll be here the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Doc?
So I think
I'll be here.
It'll be a Doc solo show.
I think
show.
Maybe we suspend operations show? For next week for a little PFW
maybe.
Vacation time.
It's yeah. up to Doc if he can get B-Lo to fill in. You know, if Doc doesn't want to do a show, he doesn't have to do a show.
Listeners, what's worse, no show
or B-Lo solo?
For 2 hours by himself.
But I am going to take
I'm not the brightest
off.
Guy in the world.
Yeah,
maybe I'll see
be,
if
I won't be here on
it.
Tuesday.
Why don't you just take a week off? We've been wanting more.
The
build up some more excitement. Stuff will happen.
Yeah.
Who's doing what for 4th of July?
Party.
I have a clam bake.
You got people coming over?
Oh, yeah. Big bonfire, fireworks.
Yeah. Bonfire?
Oh, yeah. I do a big bonfire.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. 15 feet tall. Make it out of pallets.
Clear some land.
Freddie, I got
to
go see Art Carmella
for that.
You're going to see Art
Carmella? I don't
Carmella.
Know. Have you done it before?
House?
Oh, yeah. Every year.
Clam bake.
Andy, I mean, Eric, what are you doing?
No plants.
Who are you doing?
No.
I mean,
what
he
doesn't
are you
ask for plants.
Huh?
This is where we get into his sad, sad life. He doesn't ask for gifts. He doesn't ask to be invited to any parties.
No plans?
He sits at home. And
well, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Do you go to the
no
Esplanade
plans.
Or
yeah,
anything?
Breathe and watch TV.
Does Providence have fireworks?
Waterfire and fireworks. It's at the same time.
Is Waterfire cool?
Yes,
no.
It is. What do you mean, no?
I've been to it. It's a bunch of fat people in T-shirts running and land, you know, lighting things on the road.
No, no,
why
it's
are
not.
There people involved?
No, it's
I thought
not.
It was water and fire.
They have these, they're called, well, it looks like brazier, but it's pronounced braziers. They're these like.
Is that what Dairy Queen serves for food?
Braziers?
Brazier food?
I don't get it.
You don't remember that?
No.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, but it's basically a bunch of small little bonfires.
The brazier company.
Through the in the middle of the river.
But is there like music? And,
there's music. And there's
just goes no.
What do you mean? There's don't listen to him.
They are actually pretty cool.
It is.
If you've seen it once.
But I see now. I can't get a real answer because you're Mr. Rhode Island, so you think
I'm
it's
explaining to you what it
tantamount
is.
To the opening
no.
of the Chinese Olympic Games. And Fred thinks it's stupid because it's from Rhode Island.
I'm explaining to you what
tantamount,
it is.
Tantamount, huh? Nice.
There's fire.
I'm no log header.
In the middle of the river. And there's music played.
Yeah,
and
but
people
that's
go there
because
and it's
polluted.
Now, what would I have for concession opportunities?
They have that, too. You can. They have people.
Corn
carnival
dog.
Food.
You know, I've never had a corn dog, and I want one.
A lot of Dell's frozen lemonade.
I've never had one.
I want one.
Never
they
will.
Do sell some Dell's.
They look
yeah.
good.
Doesn't
that's
sound
a
good.
Island like. Staple, yeah.
I was in North Attleboro the other day on Main Street, and this guy set up a little cart. I said, when are you going to be here? He said, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, good to know.
Did you say it like that with a little
scowl?
Drive
to Attleboro
I go,
to get
I said, I'm
lemonade?
About to have dinner, otherwise I would get one. He said, okay.
Okay. Made so. Me feel better.
Haven't had a Dell's in a long time.
Oh,
really.
I love the Dell's.
I haven't had one since training camp at Bryant's.
$2,000.
I'll tell you, for all our Brit friends, you know, we like to, if you ever are in the state of Rhode Island, well, one thing that it's good for is Dell's frozen lemonade. It's unbelievable.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. And I don't know why they've never expanded.
Don't they have?
They
we
really
have a Dell's lemonade
I mean,
in New Bedford.
Well, but that's
when I was a kid,
right
they had
Rhode
Dell's
Island.
Frozen lemonade. Okay, since then they haven't expanded.
You can get it at the feasts in the North End.
Can you? They come up for that?
Yes.
Is it a family?
Is it a family operation?
It was. Yeah, it was started as that.
No, but have they gone? You know, is it owned by a Japanese conglomerate?
No.
I'm telling you.
Well,
local.
That's the answer right there because it's just a family operation. They don't have any interest in being big.
Well. I don't know. Anyway.
Plus, it's one of the things that makes the state unique. You know, if they sold it all over the country, it wouldn't be unique anymore.
That, bad drivers.
Yeah, but they might be loaded.
Yeah.
I think that's Fred's point, is it's so great.
They're doing well enough.
Out.
They're doing, no, they're not missing out on anything.
You've seen
they're
their
doing
house?
Well enough.
Making
they
money?
Make enough money.
How do you know?
They do.
How do you know?
They do.
Who's they?
The people that own Dells.
Who are they? How do you know?
I don't know the person.
Are they the Dells?
No. It's so short for something like Dell.
Isn't a farmer?
Something Delmonico or you know something like that. It's a shortened it's a shortened version of the name.
Frazzled. This is that Eric if he ever does the political debates. He gets frazzled, starts stuttering.
Can't even talk about a lemonade stand.
You should go to Waterfire just once to experience it. Bring the kids, the whole family, and everything.
Oh, it's a kids event?
No, what time? That's everything. It goes on when the sun goes down. Don't even want him to experience it once.
Some,
no.
You better off putting the hose on in your front yard and just spraying people down.
Oh, God.
And lighting a lighter.
It's like Bon Jovi's on stage.
All right. That's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Thanks for listening. Eric's pissed. I just made fun of his state. All right. We'll be back. No, we won't be back. We will not be back on Tuesday.
Ever.
Right, Doc?
Right.
Okay. But we'll see you Thursday.
Maybe.
That'll do it. Another PFW in Progress. We'll be back next week.
But we gave it our best.
Yes. And I guess your best wasn't good enough.
Patriots.com Radio.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.